everybody left out of bike.
I'm listening, Mr. Susan.
Everybody keep cool.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
It's not as easy as it looks, is it, Karen? Well, Mike, we've been in some dicey situations before.
This is quite a sticky wicket, isn't it?
This would be the diciest. Hello, Ed.
Thank you for listening.
Coast to coast, nationwide. Still via that certain syndication company, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, right here. That's why we still, to this day, call it your cotton-picking Donald Mike Show.
Sounds even better because the walls are made of carpeting.
We are coming to you from the new stinkhole, WARK in Hagerstown, Maryland.
The Ark, and we've got all the boys 2x2.
Now, of course, we've still got, you know, the regular gang of idiots back at the big station. You got, you know, Skin Tags and Gerbil, and of course, Big Daddy Mel ruling the world from New York City, Black Rock, and of course, our agent, Egypt Prostate, who's down in Boca Raton, old Junior Soprano. But here, at this radio station, it's a real mom and pop organization. Did you meet Mr. Carlson?
I met Mr. Carlson, a very friendly guy with a very flattering smile.
The guy that owns this radio station.
Right. You notice his room is like the best room in this house. You know, house of brick.
The rest of this place is like an outhouse from Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, but you walk into his office and he could be on the 30th floor.
Yeah, he's got a nice office. He's got all his community service awards and junk in there.
Sure, and he's just happy. He says, yeah, that's right. They all work in tiny little closets. That's right.
We're in one of those closets right now, and that's where we are today in wonderful Hagerstown, Maryland. Thank you, God.
Yes, the world tour in Hagerstown, Maryland.
We are still on the Westwood One Network. We're on 60 stations right now, and we do have 5 million Arbitron-rated listeners, and for that, we're eternally grateful.
Yes, we are.
Now, before we introduce Buzz and his new surroundings, a word of advice for you soccer moms and Harry Cole haircuts, your helmet, and haircuts, take care of your missing, and move them way to the back of the van. Look out! Because I have just whipped this thing out.
Is that a piece of wheat?
That is my tribute to Hagerstown, Mike.
Very country look.
For everyone that I've met thus far has bad teeth and a piece of wheat hanging out of their mouth.
Yee-ha-ha!
I have seen, no offense to the nice people we've met thus far.
Right.
I have seen some of the worst teeth.
Yeah, I know.
That I have, no lie, ever seen in my life.
I think most of the ancestors of people that have settled here in the hamlet of Hagerstown came directly from England, where, of course, we all know there was a problem with fluoride in the water.
And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps in his wackiest setup ever. I normally say in the next room in the cubicle to my left and to your right, but today, behind me and standing at a microphone stand, here is radio's Guy Birdley. Hello, Guy.
Hey, now. I can't hear you ever since you moved me by the band. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Well, listen, we've been in some of our affiliates down the line before.
Yes, we have.
And we thought that when we went to Lafayette, Louisiana, that perhaps that would be the smallest, chintziest environment that we would ever have to broadcast our radio show from.
Thought that was the record holder.
No. New record holder right here at WARK in Hagerstown, Maryland. First off, the building is a goddamn bomb shelter.
Yeah, I think this building could
it really is.
You could take a direct hit. I will say one thing that's good about this compared to the station in Lafayette. Better ventilation. There's better air movement here, and I know because, you know, we're all in close quarters here, and the air is still breathable.
You know what I forgot? I forgot, hey, Brains, did you have it open today? I'm sorry, you know, normally, I'm so used to looking and seeing Rob, and now, you know, look at this idiot situation. I look here to my left, and thank goodness I see, you know, my best friend, Mike.
I am right here.
And I look back here, I see my good friend, Buzz. But when I look directly in front of me, I see Dennis P. Murphy.
Oh.
Lucky you. He is in the news studio.
And he's here. He's here for the entire broadcast.
And he's the one, you know, I'm going to have to change my routine. I'm used to making eye contact with you,
right?
The guy that's sitting right in front of me. I'm going to have to change my routine now.
I know. You're going to have to look to the left and avert your eyes from directly in front of you where Dennis Murphy is staring. And Dennis Murphy, as I said before, what he's doing now is the equivalent of sexual intercourse for Dennis.
Well,
it means more to him than any sexual. He's in a radio station.
He already needs to change his pants.
That's right. They're putting headphones on him, and he's just all wound up.
So, listen, Brains, Robbie, my apologies. I'm so used to looking to my left and seeing, you know, you wearing the beautiful Vanna White evening wear. Rob, what was your opening today just for snicks?
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Yeah, Yeah, No, and all the ships at sea. And now for May sweeps, where in the world is the Don and Mike Show? Hey, it's in Hagerstown. Hey, come on.
How's
Don and
am a creature of habit, and I do enjoy all of the things that go into this show every day. This is going to be the worst show we've ever done.
I am simply trying to get comfortable.
This is going to be the worst show that we've ever done. The equipment here, I was telling you when I came in, this reminds me of the first station I ever worked at.
Right.
WGEZ, WGEZ, in Beloit, Wisconsin. It's got a control board. Jesus Christ, I am not exaggerating. This thing has to be maybe 50 years old.
If you think that one's old, you should see the one they have on the FM side where they got, you know.
Oh, like, I checked it out.
And, like, you know, you wouldn't think. It's a miracle. Yes, there are two functioning radio stations in this one building, and that board looks like something Alexander Graham Bell tinkered with.
Now, I'll tell you why today's going to be an interesting show.
Right.
Because the way I see it, I don't know how we can take phone calls. I mean, they tell me that there's a way we can take phone calls,
but you can't take them directly into here.
Normally, I have a computer bank in front of me, and I can press a button, and even when we go on the road,
right,
you know, I got a computer screen that says who's calling and what they want, and I've got all of our 12 lines in front of me. I got nothing today. This is what I got today.
There's the phone, and that is just a dirty phone that's sitting there right under the microphone.
Speakerphone.
Who are you calling?
Front desk.
Okay. Now, will they be able to hear you on the speaker?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Listen to that squeak.
That's the way it used to be done, incidentally.
Good afternoon, Oldies 106.9 WRK. May I help you?
Yes, hello. Are Don and Mike at your station today?
Are Don and Mike at your station today?
Hello?
What, she couldn't hear us?
What, Robbie?
That might not be a speakerphone. That might just have a...
It said speaker. We heard her.
Yeah, but maybe she might not be able to hear.
Well, there's a switch on the side of the phone. Maybe a mute from the microphone.
What's that switch to?
Right there, Don.
Right here.
Oh, maybe. All right, I'll try that.
Try that. See what happens here. We're calling the front desk here at WARK in Hagerstown, Maryland, as we tweak up our sophisticated equipment.
Here we go. Just doing a check here, seeing what's happening.
This is how Brent Flintstone made his call.
Good afternoon, Oldies 106.9 WRK. May I help you?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, hello?
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 Oh, damn.
No, she just hung up on.
Oh, man.
Well, you know what? Let's see if we can...
Let me put that switch back to where I had it before, then.
Let me see if we can take some calls. Wait, hold on. I just found the switch on the front of this phone that says off microphone. All right, let me try that one.
You know, you'd think they'd put a sticker on the phone that says phone has been modified. We're trying to get weights. Are you an engineer, sir? I stayed at a Marriott. What's that commercial? You know, this guy comes in.
The guy has just screwed me up.
All right, now, hi, what's your name?
Listen.
What's your name? Mr. Clean?
Okay.
What is it?
Kevin.
Okay,
Kevin.
Listen. Kevin, I understand that if I pick up the telephone, I can talk to her, but I'd like to text, but if I pick up the telephone, the speakerphone doesn't work.
Okay.
You follow that?
Put her on hold.
Put her on hold.
All right, okay. Put her on hold.
Get up.
All right. Oh, now he's going to the switch.
I just had
now it works. Now we're going to be able to do it on speakerphone?
I already did it like that, sir.
All right, let's see what happens. That's Kevin. Kevin, are you the engineer here?
No.
Yes, Rob.
You could actually bring her up on the board and then talk to her in the handpiece.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Now I have
to. All right. Hold on.
Hello?
There.
Hello.
Hi there.
Good afternoon.
All right, shut up, guys. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Wait, just
answer the phone.
6.9 WRK.
Yeah, you have to talk into the phone.
Yeah, hello. Are Don and Mike at your station today?
Yes, they are.
Are they good-looking men?
Oh, very.
Will you have sex with them?
Oh, no. I don't.
Oh.
Why? I thought all women would want to have sex with Don and Mike.
Rumor has it that is true. Can you hold, please? I have another call.
Nothing but respect.
Can I hold?
Look at where the volume is.
Look
at all our volume.
Oh, my God.
All the volumes are pinning. Can everyone hear us okay?
Hello?
Hello?
I think my friend would like to talk to you. Hold on, please.
I've heard that before.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Don and Mike are doing the live show from WARK today.
Yes, they are.
They're great, aren't they?
Oh, they're wonderful.
Yes. And what would your name be?
My name's Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Donna.
Hold on, my other friend wants to talk to you.
Hello?
Can you get the
What?
Hello?
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 I'm going to put you on hold.
Hello?
No.
Okay, all right.
No.
All right, command that.
Oh, hang up, Robbie.
All right.
Here, hang up. No.
Children.
No.
Children for God's
sake. We can't take calls like that, right?
No.
I mean, we could, but no one would listen to that.
It would be impossible.
People can still call 1-800-636-1067.
Right.
They can call. We just have no idea of when they're calling. We have no idea where they're calling from, and we have no way, unless Jeremy, who's running our board today, and I feel real good about that.
So Jeremy technically will be, what happened?
That was Jeremy. I don't have the power to turn on our telephone.
Jeremy will be filtering our phone calls.
I think that was the sound of Jeremy just activating the telephone machine.
And maybe just being a little playful, as he's often wants to do, Jeremy just being a little, you'll know when Jeremy's running the board.
All right.
When Jeremy's running the board, there'll be just an occasional little something that he'll throw in just to let us know he exists.
All right, well, you know what, we'll try to take some phone calls right now at area code 301-733-4500.
That's the number here at the station, the local number for the station here in Hagerstown.
That's the business line that we were just talking on that half-ass system.
And since you did that, if they were planning on doing any kind of business on that phone line, that's effectively over.
I've been staring at these phones for the better part of an hour, and outside of me trying to figure out how to work them, they haven't been working at all.
All right, let's see.
Hello?
Wait a minute. That's a great
hold
sound.
On, wait a minute. Hold on.
You
hello?
Can't beat that sound.
What did I do? Hello? I've really screwed the
pitch. That's better than some of the sound effects in the new Star Wars movie.
How did we just do that? How did we just get a phone call on the air a moment ago?
What you did was you picked up the receiver and you spoke into it.
Oh, right. Here we go. Let me try that.
Hello?
Hello, this is Mike, please.
Hey, this is Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hey, Don and Mike, guys. I just want to let you guys know that there's a new way that the new one to the radio is doing today in the past. Whenever you were talking to a lady, it's not.
Oh, my God.
Is that, would this be a guy on a car phone?
I don't know.
I mean, it's not bad enough.
It could be the telephone system.
It's amazing. Through all that, I was still able to get irritated with the call.
Okay, hold on. Let me try this one.
Hello, radio station.
Hello. Radio.
Get to talk into the phone.
This is the radio. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. What do you, come on, what's the guy is standing in the next room and he's like waving his fingers at me like I should turn the pod. Is that what you want me to do?
It's Kevin again. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Turn it down.
Don't turn it all the way up.
Okay. Oh, okay. How about right there? All right, let me try this.
Okay. Hello, radio station.
No.
See, that doesn't work either.
No one's there.
That doesn't work either.
All right, screw it.
We'll just, we'll take calls the way that we normally do. We'll take them from the
radio.
We'll just take,
I just wanted to do that.
We'll just take
why.
Them from our radio station. Right. It's just we have no way of knowing when anyone's calling.
No, but Jeremy will make sure everything goes smoothly.
What about the weather? How do I play with the weather jingle? Do I have that here?
All right.
Weather jingle forecast.
There you go.
Yeah, baby. Got it happening right now in the Albania show. I'll tell you something. I'm looking at this receptionist. I see her in the next room right now, Mike, and it looks to me like she spent some time in a tanning bed, baby.
Oh, man, I wonder if she's got tan lines.
She got the coffee cake hair color. You know, she got the nice brushy job on her hair.
Yeah, she's on the phone right now. She looks like a professional.
I cannot believe that she didn't want to have sex with us. On the outside right now, it's 76 and on your AM. It's WARK, baby. Hagerstown.
Now, does that have any kind of, like, loop? Any donut?
No, it just goes on forever.
With a can of forecast.
Yeah, baby.
With a can of forecast.
This is Albania. How you doing?
Surrounded by new toys.
All right. All right.
All right, so another...
Enough of that.
In other words, to take phone calls, we're going to
it's
have
gonna
to...
It's
going
to be I don't know how we're going to do Jeopardy today.
I mean, we're going to go back to the,
To our radio station.
Right.
And I guess... You know what we're probably going to have to do is set up a system where Charlie Royhill will be on the telephone with Roy's mom.
Right.
Who's back at the station. Listen to all the trouble I'm going to go through to take a telephone call.
Mm-hmm.
Roy's mom, Lisa, will answer the telephone. She will screen the call. She will have to then get on the phone and call Charlie Broyhill.
Yes.
Tell Charlie Broyhill who was on the phone and what line they're on.
Boy.
Then she'll have to tell all of that to Charlie Broyhill. He will have to write it down, bring it into us, and she'll have to, at the same time, put it on the computer screen so Jeremy Coleman knows which phone to go to.
Boy, I bet Madonna doesn't have to go through this.
Can we try that? Jeremy, just plunk down a line. Just plunk down a line. Just turn the phones on and plunk a line down.
All right, here we go.
the plug it there. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hear my call 100.
All right, well, you know what? At least we can hear that guy.
Mm-hmm. And it seemed, you see, but we weren't able to have any kind of dialogue to see if there's that pesky delay, you know, that we normally have. But I don't think we're going to have that. I don't think.
No, try it again. Just push another one, Jeremy. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, can I talk to him?
Yes, you're on the air. Hello, my friend. You know, we are talking to you from what I guess Abraham Lincoln's radio station looked like.
He was gay, you know.
It is amazing. He was a big fago.
Yeah.
It is amazing to me that we are sitting in these antiquated surroundings, yet we are able to speak with people on the telephone from our radios.
And although it's cool in here, and it's not like it was when we were down in Lafayette, I believe we're oxygen deprived already.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys.
I feel dizzy.
Yes, hello, you're on the air, sir.
Wait, but how come I'm listening to the radio, but I hear something else?
How old are you?
I'm 19. I sound really young. People think okay. I'm like 14 years old when I talk.
Jeremy, hang up on this guy. Go to another guy.
Too young.
Hello. John and Mike here. Hello.
John, Mike.
Yes,
you
are.
Just wanted to be part of your radio test here.
All right, well, you know what? This seems to be a good test.
Are you on a cell phone? We have to establish that.
Yes, I am.
All right, good. Where are you calling from?
Baltimore.
Doing good.
All right, how does the show sound from Hagerstown?
It sounds better now that you've switched over to the other phone system. It sounded before.
Yeah, we know the other phones suck, but how do the microphones sound the same as they do when we're in our regular studio?
Because the microphone smells like a beer.
All right, thank you, sir. Another one, please, Jeremy. That went so well, I'll take another one. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Hey,
that's good. My birthday is Sunday, and I
don't
know if I can get a thank you.
And your name is Donnell Valentine.
Hi. Hi, this is Donnell Valentine. You know, the Kings game, that made me think of Sacramento.
Yes.
That reminded me that the Kings are on tonight. I want to see those signs tonight at the Arco Arena.
Yes, they're at the Arco Arena tonight?
Right.
Okay, so it's another home game.
Right.
Very good.
We have been Kings fans now. This is, I believe, the beginning of our fourth day as the world's biggest Sacramento Kings fans.
The run and shoot is just a terrific, or is that football?
That's football, Mike.
Oh,
you know what? We didn't even mention the fact that we have a Las Vegas-style show tonight here in the beautiful Mecca of Hagerstown.
Yeah. That's tonight?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, tonight. And we checked it out, man. It's the best Ramada Inn in town.
That's right. We're the opening act for Carrot Top.
You know that Carrot Top is playing here tomorrow night?
Thank God it's tomorrow night. Thank God we won't cross paths.
Tonight we're going to be at the Ramada Inn on Dual Highway with the Las Vegas-style show. So let me turn this music off.
They call it Dual Highway because, oddly enough, there are two lanes.
It goes both ways. We were talking with one of the local constables.
Yes, a very nice Hagerstown police officer.
Yeah. Before the show, guy stopped by, said he's a big fan, wanted to say hi, tell us he's coming out tonight. Also told us that the local management at this place, that Barracudas are going to be at tonight.
Right.
Mucho worried.
Yeah, he didn't understand that, you have the meeting with all proper authorities before the show begins. We're used to that, and we're used to nervous managers, and I think it shouldn't be any problem at all.
And he was not one of the people I was talking about with bad teeth, incidentally.
Not at all. No way. He was a fine gentleman. And a gentleman who's planning on stopping by and seeing the show after he's off duty.
That's why I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that he was not one of the people with bad teeth.
Off duty.
The guy with the shorts that we were talking to.
That's right.
Or there's the guy with the set of choppers.
Yeah, he's
is he still around here?
He works here. I don't know what I'm saying.
Does he really work here?
Yes,
are you kidding?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm kidding about him, too.
Yeah, he didn't really have bad teeth. No.
Everybody else here.
They're great.
Everybody else has bad teeth. Now, is anybody going to show up tonight for this thing in Hagerstown?
Yeah. I mean, you got to take the town and take the options that people have on a Friday night.
Well,
I'm
just a little concerned because normally when we do one of these shows, we push it.
Right.
And because this is an out-of-town show, we're kind of counting on the local radio station, WARK, to push.
Well,
push.
I was listening to WARK on my way in here, and I heard one of the commercials.
You could pick them up?
Yes, I picked them up, actually, when I got about a block and a half away from the radio station. And I'm very excited about it because, I was very disappointed. I got here a little early, and I drove up Dual Highway.
Right.
I drove by the Ramada Motel, which has Barracudas in it, and I saw, I'm waiting, because it's an ego thing. I want to see our name up there.
You are pathetic.
On the board.
You are pathetic.
It's the high point next to getting my my Dairy Queen Blizzard, and I was really excited about seeing it. And so as I see it in the distance, I say, there's the little sign. You know how they have signs out in front of these bars that say what's happening? I'm getting closer and closer. I'm getting more excited and more excited.
Two for one Budweiser night or something like that.
Yeah, and it's ladies' night. Ladies' night is what they had. Then I went up the street.
Maybe someone will hear you now, Mike, and change that sign.
Well, I hung a U-turn, and I came back because it's a dual highway. I came back the other way, and sure enough, there we are on the other side. So if you're coming, I believe, from the northwest.
I think if you're west on 40.
Yeah, if you're west on 40.
You won't see our names then.
But if you're east on 40, like going back east.
Well, did you take a photo of it for our scrap album?
A photo? I had my video camera out there. And, waved to a couple of cars that were going by, pointed to myself and to the sign, trying to communicate that mine was one of the names up there. And, it's beautiful. They have another sign at the hotel, the motel. Under Ramada, that had one of those crawler, lights, like the almost the Vegas style lights.
Ah, classy, yes.
And that
like the kind you see at gas stations.
Yeah, that just had time and temperature and that type of thing.
That didn't have our names on it.
At least I didn't wait long enough because I was too busy to get to the sign right out in front of Barracuda's. But it's just for my money. If there is not the throng that we've come to expect,
it might, what you're saying is it might be because we're not on the westbound side of the. Dual highway.
What are they thinking? What are they thinking? I mean, ladies' night. That happens every single week, to the best of my knowledge. Mm-hmm. But when are we going to be here? One night, and it was only on the northwest side. Damn it.
Okay. you win the prize.
And I ate my Blizzard and just looked at the sign. Just sat there and just eating my ice cream and looking. A Heath Bar Blizzard. Fantastic. They make them, let me tell you something. They make them a lot more generous up here. Yeah.
Sure, well, it's a slower, easier pace of life up here. Like, people don't spend as much time doing things like brushing their teeth. They have a lot more time to make you a nice big Blizzard.
Oh, she made a good one. It's just a more easygoing lifestyle. She didn't give me that weird look when I asked her to put vodka in it.
Hey, Robbie, go get Mr. Carlson. I'd like to interview him very briefly in our first segment here and find out if he has any kind of welcoming statement for us to welcome us to his humble abode here.
Are you smelling a key to the city in our future?
I'm smelling something there, Mike, and I don't think it's the key to the city.
Buzz?
Yes.
It's just weird seeing you. It's normally that condescending smile I get from, you're at least at eye level.
Okay. All right, now here is the owner of the station.
Here he is.
Welcome the guy that is the owner of this fly trap.
And the wealthiest man in Hagerstown, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome, Don and Mike. Now, it is obvious that you put absolutely no money into the upkeep of this radio station. This is like the worst surroundings we've ever been in. Seriously, how old is this control board right here in front of me?
That one in front of you is about 16 years old.
16 years old now. The one in your other radio station over here, how old would that one be?
That would probably be 25 or 30 years old, but it predates our time here.
Now, your transmitter, which I got to look at.
Oh, my God. That is like Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein. That's a Marconi signature AM transmitter.
That's an RCA broadcast transmitter that is probably 35, 40 years old.
I think it was new in 1960.
Wow.
Let me interview you seriously for a moment, sir, about the balls that it takes for a small town radio station, and you're the owner, you're the general manager.
General manager.
The buck stops with you.
Right, president, mm-hmm. Right.
The balls it takes to pick up a show like ours in a small community like this. Now, would you tell me the kind of community pressure that you received when you first signed our show on?
Actually, we didn't have a lot of negative comment about the Don and Mike show. People were most people knew you from WJFK.
Ah, right.
And,
of course. Right.
And from the days 105.9.
105.1, close enough.
105.1, okay.
Right.
And so in Hagerstown, a lot of people knew Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't anything new or shocking. Most of the people who were tuning in knew what to expect, and they were pleased to hear you on the air.
Are you active in your church group?
Yes, I am.
Absolutely.
You know who he looks like a little bit?
A little bit of speech here, like Jim Baker.
Jim Baker, yes.
He's like a dead ringer for Jim Baker, Jim and Tammy Faye.
Can't you look at his face and say, I mean, I look at this man's face, first thing I thought, religious man.
God-fearing.
And that helps. So listen,
hold on. Let's guess his religion. I'm positive he's not a Jew. I'm going to bet that he is, not Catholic.
Oh, I'm going to say is Catholic, Roman Catholic.
Oh, you are Catholic?
Yeah.
Oh, Catholic. I would have guessed like Episcopalian.
And Jesuit college and everything.
Uh-huh. See, there you go.
Do you have any Jews at work here?
I think so. We don't screen them that way, honestly.
Oh, come on, you're a Roman Catholic, right? Come on now.
How about women? How many women work at your station?
Several.
Who is the hottest woman that works here at the WAR?
Oh, that would have to be Donna.
The receptionist?
The receptionist.
Oh, she's, right. She's the Lonnie Anderson of the radio station here.
How about blacks, Chinese, Japanese?
Yeah, Mr. Rock and Roll.
Koreans.
So you're one of the above.
You have a cross-section of minorities represented. Because we know so often at some of these smaller town radio stations, it's really run by white supremacists quite often. And we're very uncomfortable with that.
Most of the town is representative of the county, the city of license.
I see. Oh, you're smooth.
You are not a white supremacist.
Absolutely not.
That's good.
And we had suspected that when we first saw you.
Because you were listening to the G. Gordon Liddy Show on your way in?
He's slick, isn't he? This guy is slick.
And have you or ever been a card-carrying member of the Communist Party?
No, not at all.
All right.
And this guy in the next room, what's the bald guy's name?
Kevin. What does Kevin do here? What's his story?
Kevin is the production director. He's been with us for, I think, 8 or 10 years. He's a good guy.
Does he get regular raises?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, do you really? Do you take, like, every year does he get a raise?
Almost.
Almost every year.
What year was the last one, Kevin?
He's the one... scares me the most. Everybody here seems very nice.
Kevin, when was your last raise?
Kevin's the most helpful person.
I don't remember.
He doesn't remember. You know,
I'm glad you brought that up. I think this is a good time to talk about.
Okay. Just to tell you, we have
good memories. It's always a good time for these negotiations.
You know, this is like Hooterville in this radio station.
Yes, it is.
All of these guys, they've all got on the check shirts.
Right.
Look at the owner now. He's got some of the Nixon sweat happening.
Oh, yeah.
On his upper lip.
It was cool in here until I walked in.
Just a little bit. All right, sir. Well, a pleasure to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
And thanks for rolling out the red carpet for us.
That's right. Well, whatever carpet we had. The best we could do. We're going to have fun at Barracuda's tonight.
That's good. We're looking forward to it.
We'll get you up there, sir.
Thank you very much.
See ya.
Looking forward to it. Bye-bye. Bring someone out from the Catholic Church, too. That would be nice.
Okay.
Wow. Boy. And Kevin, you know, I get the impression Kevin very, very content, not concerned about it because there's something else going on. You know, like he's selling grenades out of his trunk of his car or something like that.
I think he's banging Donna.
You think so?
That's what I think. That's the vibe I got when I walked in the front door, that the general manager was having sex with the receptionist.
Always a reason for that 8 to 10 year visit, you know, at a radio station.
Right.
Yeah, that's good for a couple of extra years right there.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely, babe. Oh, and the other great thing about the show tonight that I somehow have forgotten to mention is that, our old ladies will be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yippee.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of the wives taking the big town car up here tonight.
Yeah, baby.
They're going to be part of the big show. We're going to try to keep them hidden in the back as much as possible.
Yeah, like maybe out in the parking lot.
we're seeing right now if we can work out some kind of major accident on Route 70 so that maybe they can't make it. You're like, they have to close down the highway tonight.
They're getting a big car, I understand. And what I'm going to do is try to find the guy that's driving that car and just say, tell him to lock all the doors and not let them out.
You know what Frieda and I really had a discussion about today was Rob's marriage.
Rob's marriage?
You know, she had with a serious discussion because she's coming to the show tonight with your wife,
right?
With Buzz's wife,
uh-huh.
And with Ken's wife.
Yep.
And Frieda said to me, she looked at me real seriously, you know, this is the thing about women. Damn, they like to talk a lot. And I don't
mean they do. Yeah, I'm terrified when they all get together.
I don't mean that they just like to, I'm talking about just to me. I don't mean she likes to talk. And my wife, well, she does like to talk, but
yes.
I mean, she likes to have serious conversations. She can't just mention something to me in passing.
Right.
It's got to be, come here, I want to talk to you. Sit down at the table. She's got to look me right in the eye, and she goes, how's Rob's marriage?
So she's bought into that stuff that we say.
I think his marriage is fine. His wife is out of town a lot.
She seems to be out of town quite often. I think the last time we checked in, she was with her mother.
Right.
For a period of, like, I don't know, 16 to 18 weeks, it was something...
Well, Frieda said, how come Carrie, that's Rob's wife, how come Carrie's not coming tonight? And I said, well, Rob said that, you know, he didn't think that she would be interested.
Right, but he didn't really know because, let's be honest,
he doesn't see her a lot.
They don't talk. They don't speak.
Robbie?
I spoke to her this morning. How about that?
Hey.
On the telephone? No. She's home. We shared a bed last night. How about that?
You go, oh, really?
Wow. Yes.
You sure? Yeah, that's the picture.
Yeah. Shut up, you.
No,
there was no lion licking her toes, though.
But she was, how long has she been home?
All week? No, she got home on Saturday night.
Last Saturday night.
She's staying in town this weekend. We're actually painting tomorrow.
Oil? Oils or watercolor?
I'll be sitting for a portrait. No. So, you know, upstairs in the house, we got
and
house paint.
When is she leaving? When is her next schedule?
I don't know.
Probably next week.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, that meeting next week.
She mentioned this morning, she said, good luck, have fun tonight. And she says, ha-ha, I don't have to go to Hagerstown, and you do.
Ah.
So she really has no interest in coming.
Mm-hmm.
But, thing.
So the line... Well, tell that to my wife, the great Inquisition Maestress.
But the other thing is, she also thinks I work for the Liddy Show. So,
it's the lack of communication. When you got married, how soon after you actually took your vows did you decide to pursue this separate but equal lifestyle thing?
Right before. Well, it was actually a contract I signed when I met her on the internet. No.
Yeah.
No, she's a cartographer. She makes maps, and sometimes she has to map out of town areas.
So she says that
by her mother's house.
That's convenient, Rob.
She ought to spend a little more time maybe mapping you.
Right.
For a week at a time.
Well, I'm just sad that she won't be part of the big party tonight, Rob.
We'll miss her.
Yeah, we'll miss her.
And, you know, when they all get together, all our wives, I want it to pass. I want it to be over. I want to see my wife. I want to see my and say, hey, how'd everything go?
Let them get it out of their system.
Sure.
Let them come see the goddamn show. Let them just talk their talk.
Mm-hmm.
See what happened. And I tried to set my wife up with everything today. I said, honey, you realize the cigar thing? The girls really take the cigars and they really make them disappear.
Oh,
she said,
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, looking forward to seeing that.
Yes, looking forward to it. And it's only a show.
And then, here's the other thing she says to me. She says yesterday when she called the show, she said she was just kidding.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You mean, no, she was pretty intense.
No, she said she was kidding.
Well, we were talking to Aubrey.
Right. We've been talking to this girl, Aubrey.
Right.
She sent us some new pictures. We've been talking to her about an hour.
And your wife got angry.
And evaluating her pictures and stuff.
Right.
And then Frida called in and she said, okay, that's enough of that. And I acquiesced. I said, okay, sure, fine. Yes,
right.
Mommy. I hung up the phone, right? And we hung up on Aubrey.
Sure.
I got home and I said to Frida, you know, of course, very tentatively, you know, because I am PW. I walked in the door. I said, honey, please don't do that again. Please, you make me look bad.
Right.
And she said, well, I was just kidding.
Oh.
Said, I thought you were done talking to her anyway. And I said, okay, so it had nothing to do with the fact that you called right after I said she had extraordinary nips and beautiful areolas. She said, I did not even hear that.
Well, if she was kidding, she...
she's a kidder, Mike.
I tell you, she fooled all of us. Yes.
She's a kidder, all right.
We all responded to that. We all were, like, lunging to hang up the phone.
Well, I promise you that she will not deter that show tonight.
Yeah, the show's going to be great tonight.
Yes, it will be. Now, listen, let's do a break. Let me hear those toe, tapping, touch, tones... Because we'll start the show with a caller 100. Thank you, Jeremy.
Very good, Jeremy. You're on the ball so far.
1-800-636-1067. That's the toll-free line right back there where they are. We're here.
Hagerstown, Maryland.
Right. Caller 100 right now at 1-800-636-1067. We'll give you a prize package selected especially for you and qualify you for your first chance today to win $5,000.
Oh, boy.
That's if you are caller 100 right now.
He's addicted to it.
I love a good weather jingle, man.
Yeah.
I've always been hooked on a good weather jingle.
Yeah, baby, for your fun-loving weekend.
Woo!
Woo!
Going to drive in tonight with Susie, taking the top down. Okay, caller 100 right now. Good luck, and then we'll be right back.
This is the Dawn in Mark.
Okay, Andy, I believe it looked like in older interviews you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
Can you believe we're back from commercials already? Here's Don and Mike.
Let me give you the lineup here for the Vegas-style show tonight.
It's going to be very exciting in Hagerstown.
And who let Homo Joe in here?
Homo Joe's here early for the Las Vegas-style show.
I just about had a freaking heart attack. I was walking through the door when we went to commercial, and there was homosexual Joseph sitting in the next room with his legs crossed. He goes, hi.
Hello, Don.
Here for the show.
Yes, he'll be there tonight. Listen to the lineup tonight at Barracuda's in Hagerstown.
All right.
They have gigantic... big, huge video screens.
Yeah, there's a giant video screen to see all of our wonderful tapes.
And we will be showing Dennis Murphy's skydiving video.
Okay. Oh, that's great. If you've never seen that, it's worth the trip.
Also, we're going to be showing the Messy Girls video tonight, including all the parts that we got too grossed out to watch on the show.
Yes, get ready to retch.
And then you'll have Homosexual Joseph Challenge, Cheryl the Big Dyke Challenge.
Yes, two wonderful challenges.
Also, and I know a lot of the people up here in Hagerstown, Maryland, up in the mountains, they haven't heard all of our X-rated uncensored tapes.
That's right. Up in the mountains, it's difficult to hear those.
We'll be playing those tapes. Hey, we are essentially in the mountains.
You're very definitely in the western Maryland mountains. Yeah. As a matter of fact, you went straight up coming out here.
And it's a lot farther away than I thought it was from home. I thought it would be like a half-hour drive from home. It's like 110 miles away.
You get to Frederick, you take a big deep breath, and then you go on, mosey on down the road for another half an hour.
Yeah, I thought when they got to Frederick, I thought it was like 2 minutes past Frederick.
Right.
I got to Frederick, I see a sign saying, Harris, now 26 more miles.
That's right. We are way up in the mountains, up in the, the air is wonderful up here, very clear.
Aye, aye, aye. Also tonight we'll have the Monica Lewinsky Cigar Challenge.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and listen, you know those Spanish language tapes we were listening to yesterday?
Did we bring those?
We did, and we brought the uncensored tapes.
Oh, this is going to be a world premiere for us tonight.
That's a first, and of course, the climax of the evening, pun intended, the underwear fashion show, and we'll have the $200 cash prize for women and $50 for guys with your skid-marked underpants.
The underwear fashion show, mountain style.
That is tonight at Barracuda's. Now fire up those toe-tap and touch phones. And let's get a caller 100 on our phone system back at home. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello,
who is this, please?
My name is Woody Morris.
Woody, where are you from?
Fairfax.
Beautiful. Woody, caller 100, and you've won the WWF Over the Edge prize pack, WWF Live in Your House pay-per-view, Sunday, May 23rd. Call Media General to order WWF Over the Edge. But wait, Woody. Hit the punch tones again, Jeremy. Wait, Woody.
I'm waiting.
Business.
He doesn't understand that's your signature. Any good jockey can hit those touchstones once when they get
right,
it.
Mike.
Right. But you do it for every prize.
Hit them twice. Wait, Woody. Also qualified to win $5,000 that we are giving away 2 weeks from today, my friend. Woody, Woodman, hello.
Woody?
I think he's gone.
But he's gone.
Oh, my God. Was that Woody's car phone, or was that Jeremy shaking dove-like hands?
Jeremy,
no, he hung
Woody?
Up.
He hung up?
He hung up.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi. Great talking to you. Hey, why did you give the girl Aubrey only a 1 rating yesterday?
Fat.
Fat? Aubrey was not fat, Jeremy. She was anything but fat.
Those are breasts.
Yeah, maybe for
a guy whose arms look like Hopper from A Bug's Life.
Why did you... Tell us why you thought she was fat.
There's an awful lot of women in this world, and there's very few of them that get into Playboy. So she would have to be absolutely perfect in order to be getting in.
He's very nice master. This is the guy we work for. This is the guy we have to deal with. This is the kind of scrutiny we are under each
that's
and
right.
every day.
Just think about that. This girl
seems very nice,
except for having the big tattoo of the lizard
right.
all over her left breast.
Yes.
She was definitely Playboy material.
I thought so.
Do you see the skewered balance of justice that we must deal with on a daily basis with this chap?
Yeah, we'll be getting fives all over the place, and then you walk into the gerbil's office, and you get a 1. It's very frustrating.
He gave her a 1. Well, for goodness sake, listen, get that guy back on the phone. Give him his prize, please, Jeremy. And he's qualified to win $5,000, courtesy Advantage Title. If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your mortgage, please insist on Advantage Title for all your real estate needs. Call Robert or Thomas at 1-800-573-7770, and we'll give away that $5,000 2 weeks from today, the Friday before Memorial Day.
Excellent.
Wow. Now, in the next room, our producer, Charlie Broyhill, is on a computer where I think he's instant messaging back at the radio station with Roy's mom.
Very good.
And Big Gun. Do you realize now that seriously there are no less than maybe 10 people involved was trying to figure out a way for us to take phone calls on this show today.
All assisting us in our little broadcast.
Swing open that door, Mike.
All right.
And I believe that we'll be able to see Charles Broyhill at his workstation.
I think I pulled a muscle.
There he is. Oh, and look, Mike, someone got you a footstool so that you can so that you can do the show in your standard reclining position.
You know, that's it. I realized there was a problem and I wasn't using it. It wasn't far enough away. Uh-oh. Now I am comfortable. This is delightful. Hi there, hi, Buzz. I can just peek around the corner at you over there.
Oh, and Buzz, who got you a nice stool? I mean, I know it's been a long time since you had a nice stool, but who got you the wonderful stool you're sitting on now?
I don't know, but God bless him. It's very comfortable, thank you.
So Buzz no longer has to stand in the corner.
Well, now we all have our functioning stools, and I think that's good. There's nothing like doing a good broadcast on a good stool.
That's right. Charlie Broyhill, are you doing that with the instant messaging? How's that working out now?
It hasn't started working out too strong yet.
Okay. All right, then I guess we shouldn't count on taking just those random phone calls right now.
But they've got, they've obviously got something with the Macintosh company here, because there are a lot of those IMAX computers. Have you seen that? There's like one in every room.
Oh, those are the ones that annoying Jeff Goldblum does the ads for?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, the IMAX. Yeah. There it is right here. We're going to put one on. Hey, Mr. W-A-R-K, we'll put one in every one room for you. Yeah, cool.
No, listen, receptionist, come right on in. It's not like we're doing a show or anything.
Come on, who's, what's her name again?
Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna. Come here. Come here. Sit down.
Wait, Donna. You're talking, Donna, and I can't hear you unless you talk into this little machine, right?
Hi, Donna.
I'm going to take a picture and put it right on the website.
Oh, no, don't do that, please. No, don't do that.
You have a website for the station?
No. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Bad idea. A bad idea. We think it's better if people don't know what we look like. Very bad idea. Why don't you take a nice picture of Dennis Murphy and Homo Joe?
Yes.
And tell them that that's us.
Embracing each other. That would be wonderful.
Or even better, why don't you take a picture of our engineers, Dan Ryson and Mr. Wendell, and put that picture on the website and tell our listeners that that's who it is. Yeah. Hey, Dan and Wendell, why don't you guys come in here for a minute?
I think Dan left.
Dan left? I mean, all right, well then, how about,
I'm protesting freeze.
How about Wendell? How about Wendell and Homo Joe?
Wendell, would you like to have your picture taken with Homo Joe?
Yeah, hey, Homo Joe, come here for a minute.
And I'd like to tell you right now that our newest engineer and newest employee at the WJFK in Washington, Wendell, is super delighted today because where he is, he's got an open door 2 feet away, so the show is going to be one giant smoke break for him today.
Yeah, he can really hoof his cigarettes today.
Not only that, but I hooked it up so that now you can ship some golf balls with a wireless. I got a headphone jack out there. We can just put you right out back, man.
Is he a great guy? He really is. He's just, you know, there's certain people that they hire and they just fit right into the family. Wendell's one of them.
All right, now listen. This is like the lesser of two evils. Which guy do you want to be in the picture? Would you rather be Rob or would you rather be Hobo Joe, Mike? I'll give you dealer's choice because, frankly, to me, they're both embarrassing.
I think I'd rather be Wendell. Is it going to be Rob and Homo Joe?
No, I'm sorry. It's Wendell and Homo Joe.
Wendell and Homo Joe. All right, so who are you going to... You make the first choice. Who are you going to be, Wendell or Homo Joe?
Then I take Wendell.
Oh, no, I take
Wendell. Then.
All right, I'll be Homo Joe.
Oh, well.
There we go. And when you put that on your website, remember, it's Don and Mike.
Okay.
Now, guys, pose.
Here you go. Wendell and Homo Joe. Hold on. I don't want to be in this picture, right? Make it just Wendell, Homo Joe. Beautiful.
There she is.
Oh, she's using a digital camera.
And that's why she can put that right up on the website.
Did she get it?
Did you take a picture?
No, I think she was looking at the picture. It's a digital camera, Mike, so you can look at the picture.
All right, that's the one you're going to put on the website.
Can I see that?
Perfect. Now, she took one of you, too. She took one of you, too.
Did you?
Yes, don't sneak that one on the website.
Don't do that now.
Show Don the picture you took of him.
I won't let you put it on unless it's a good picture. But no, I don't want my picture on there. Oh, no, for goodness sake. Stick with the picture.
Is that instantaneous where you can see the results?
Okay, right.
Stick one here. I just want to do it. But don't put this on the website. I just want to do this, all right?
I don't trust her at all.
Ready?
It looks like a driver's license picture.
That's my favorite smile.
All right, now listen.
That's my favorite smile.
Listen, Donna. We are going to tell... It's very pretty, Mike.
Thank you.
We are going to tell everybody you are sleeping with the general manager unless you put the picture of Homo Joe and Wendell on your website. Okay?
And Donna, are you a closet rocker?
Donna, come here for a minute. Have a seat for a minute.
Sit down for a minute. Do you slip out of that business suit and, like, go rock and roll when the...
Sit down for a minute. Are you a rock and roll chick?
No.
Yeah, come here.
Not at all?
Have a seat.
Sit down for a minute.
Sit down.
Get a little closer to the mic.
Are you Hagerstown born and Hagerstown bred?
No, I'm Carlsberg.
Carlsberg? Where is that?
Carlsberg. It's over the mountain.
Over the other side of the mountain?
Yeah, I told you there were mountains here, Mike.
I told you. I knew there were mountains
here. You were giving me lip service. I told you. I knew there was mountains here.
So you're from further out than Hagerstown?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, it's in Pennsylvania. Is it more, is it wilder in Pennsylvania on the other side of the mountain than it is here in Hagerstown?
We're about 10 pages in the phone book. It's small.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble, Donna, the receptionist? Who do you think you most resemble?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on now. You must have been told somebody. Who do you think you most resemble?
You got kind of a rocker hairdo there. You do. You got kind of a rock and roll hairdo. Do you sing in a band at all?
No.
No.
It's almost like a crazy Dana Carvey haircut that she has. You know what I mean? You ever seen Dana Carvey when he like pretends he's a rock star?
Yeah, it's very rock and roll. Is Rod Stewart one of your favorite bands? No. So you're not into rock and roll at all?
Yes.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite band?
Boston.
Matchbox 20. Matchbox 29.
Single.
Yes.
Single.
How many times divorced, Donna?
Twice.
Are you looking?
Smoker?
I'm not very good at marriage.
Smoker?
Yes.
Yes. All right. And
how many kids?
Two.
I get all my questions.
Son.
I just like to point out, I have nailed everything with
you're
a
joint SP with
how
you.
Many times married?
Right.
Smoker.
Right.
How many kids? How many times
my
divorced?
My son has recently been accepted into the Page program, the Republican Page program at the White House.
See, that's not where I would have had her. I wouldn't have pegged her as a Republican, though.
No, are you a Republican?
Yes.
An active Republican?
Well, yeah.
All right. Yeah, you would sleep with Clinton, though, right?
No. Heavens
come on.
No.
Heavens no, you city boy.
You coming to the show tonight, Donna?
Yes, I am.
Are you actively looking for love, or are you in a relationship right now of any kind?
Yeah, what's the answer, Donna? What's the answer?
Donna, please.
And she's off.
And she's gone.
Oh, she liked you,
hated me.
Well, I could tell by the answers.
It's because I looked at her and immediately sized her up.
That's right. You asked the question, bingo, 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 with the answers. Every question I asked is, stop it. Please stop it.
I bet all the boys around this radio station are fond of old Donna at the front end.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's, it's that very businesslike demeanor that we're getting here. But I think that there's a secret life.
It's a very short skirt she's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Hef.
I know.
Thank you, Hef.
coming in.
You know what I think? Underneath all that suit, I think kind of a biker chick.
Yeah, perhaps.
You know what? I bet she's got tattoos. Anybody want to make a side bet on the tattoos?
I'm with you on that one. I am with you on that one, that she has a tattoo.
And I'll bet that she has a tattoo on her butt.
No, I will say no way.
What do you think? Ankle?
Ankle. Okay, sure, gotcha. I got you with ankle.
All right, I'll go with butt. That was my first instinct.
Right.
Always go with your first instinct.
And we're totally wrong if there are no tattoos.
Rob, go ask her. Does the wireless microphone go all the way to the front desk?
I believe so, yes.
All right, go ask her, please, Robbie.
All right, Rob. I'll say one, and on her back.
On a band.
All right. Shoulder blade, you know. And I'm going to say ankle and rose.
You do have a tattoo? How many? And where are they?
One on my back.
Buzz!
Thank you.
Buzz was the winner tattoo on the back.
And what is it?
Surrounded with flowers.
Well, what is it? Have her say it again, Robbie.
Pretty big.
What is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't hear what it was, Robbie. What was it?
What is the tattoo, Robbie?
Thank you.
Hold on. He goes back. He can't hear us. He's hearing post away.
I heard flowers. That might be
big as an orange is all that we heard.
It's one tattoo of a butterfly surrounded by flowers. Oh. It's as big as an orange, and it's on her back.
Hey, that sounds pretty.
There you go.
And I think we've made a friend.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
That sounds very pretty.
Well, that's, it's so nice to come to these new radio stations and meet and greet new friends.
Oh, my God.
Very excited.
Do you think she'll join the underwear fashion show tonight? Probably not, because she's not a chance employee, right?
Not a chance.
Yeah, right, and a Republican.
That's
Thank
right.
You,
no, won't happen.
Thank you, Buzz. Okay, you know what we got to do? We got to bring Dennis in here for a moment.
We do?
Because we've waited all week. Every day this week we were supposed to qualify another woman for the Dennis Murphy Beach Bitch Shore Whore
Sand Slut
right. giveaway to Dewey Beach, Delaware.
That's correct.
And as it turns out, we've only selected two girls, so today we have to pick three more women.
Thanks for telling me where the direction Dennis was going in, Homo Joe.
He's coming around this way, Mike. Here he is now.
Here he is.
Hello, Dennis.
Hi, God. Hi, Mike.
Why are you out of breath?
I have one can too.
Hey, that's a pretty modern shirt that you have on there.
It looks like something Kevin Arnold would wear on the Wonder Years. Hey, Dennis, how about some jogging in place?
Because okay. You're on this new health kick now.
Yeah, he's been dropping the pounds, working out excessively.
Now, are those your new T-shirts that you have?
Yeah.
Slung over your arms?
Yeah. You want to see them?
Yeah, let me see one of your brand new T-shirts. You'll be hawking these at the show tonight?
All right, Dennis is going to show us his T-shirts. What do we have here?
Mike, here's one that says, oh, it's got the dirty word beeped out. Dennis Murphy is a major F star star.
Dennis,
star.
I give the T-shirt a 10. I give the T. You're going to sell those. That is a great T-shirt. Yes.
Thank you, Mike.
That is a good T-shirt. That's a T-shirt. I want one.
Professionally done.
Yes, they're very professional. And on the bottom, it says www.dennismurphy.com.
Dennis, that is
very nice.
Those are nice.
Now, do you have the X-rated shirt, Dennis, that actually says the F word?
Look how bad this is.
Let me see.
All right, what did they do here?
Give me the one that says the F word on it.
I want one.
Were you wearing this one, Dennis?
I wear that one on the
Are they all supposed to be yellow?
Because this one, I don't know if you can feel my tell me if this doesn't feel like a sweat. Were you wearing this one, Dennis?
Yeah, I was wearing that.
I knew it as soon as I picked it up. It feels like sweat.
I washed it earlier today.
Well, you didn't wash it good enough.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, here's the one that says Dennis Murphy has the word, is a major F-wording star.
Man, next time you do that, use an oil drum full of fabric.
Oh, Dennis, I swear to God. The other, look at my hands.
I know.
My fingers are like oily.
It felt like there was an oily sheen and it might be some fabric softener.
There is a residue on that shirt, Dennis.
Come on.
Dennis, over in the corner is a can of denatured alcohol. Just dip it in there and set it on fire.
All right, now, Dennis, you're excited? Right. You're excited about going to the beach house, right?
Me and five women.
Yes, five women with Dennis Murphy going to the Dewey Beach House. This is for a great time also.
Yes.
Well, Monday, May 24th and Monday, May 31st, that involves the long Memorial Day weekend. Pack your bags. When you arrive, you'll find Miller Lite Beach Supplies in the beach house, courtesy of Miller Lite, the great taste of a true Pilsner beer.
Absolutely.
Dennis, what can you tell us about the two women that have already been selected to be living with you for a week and have their lives play out on the radio?
Okay, the first girl was Michelle, and she was a redhead, and I forgot her identity. Do you remember?
She said she looks like Nicole Kidman.
Okay, Nicole Kidman. And then the second one is Aaron, who has 38 double G boobs.
And who is the celebrity she most resembles?
Jewel.
Let me tell you something. We're doing this for you. This is your house. It is up to you to retain.
Okay.
Make the minimal effort.
In the house.
Make the minimal effort to remember the women and remember what they remember everything about. These are going to be your housemates.
Yes. These are your harem girls, Dennis. These are your shore sluts, your beach bitches, your sand sluts, your shore whores.
Right.
I'm a shore whore.
Right. Of course, these women are under no obligation to actually even touch you.
Not at all.
But they do have to spend all week with you, go to eat with you,
yes.
Report on the show about you.
And if in their travels they happen to meet a man or something like that, anybody that crosses their path, anybody that they bring into the inner circle has to involve themselves with you.
And if they have sex, I have to be in the room, right?
No, I don't know about that, Dennis.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about that.
No way.
You work those details out on your own.
No, you're going to do probably what you did last year, watch the television.
Watch the television while I'm in the bedroom.
Till 2 or 3 in the morning. But didn't Dennis do a great job last year being a spy and letting us know everything that was going on?
And that's pretty much what happened last year. He ended up just ratting out all of the people in the beach house and telling us all of their dirty secrets.
And that's what we fully expect this year.
And I have a feeling I'll be hated as a nice little foot.
Were you hated by the other people in the beach house last year?
No. One or two people hate me, but
What about the girl that you said was ugly?
Oh, no. She caught too much.
But there was something more than that.
What?
There was something more than that. I mean, you guys didn't get along. You wouldn't have said that if you didn't, you didn't get along with it. Did you?
She looked, in my opinion, gross.
Oh, listen, this is coming from Cary Grant. It's George Clooney behind me calling another woman gross.
I admit I'm gross, but
hold on, Dennis. You think you're gross?
Yeah.
Oh. Come on now.
I think gross is too harsh a word.
Absolutely.
I think repulsive.
Okay, we're talking better. I like that.
Disgusting, embarrassing.
Sick. They ought to get their ass thrown right out of the stadium.
All right, listen. If you want to go to Dewey Beach, Delaware, and it is a beautiful beach house, right, Dennis?
Yeah, it's a beautiful beach house. We have a deck that overlooks the bay.
Oh, wow. That's terrific.
Fantastic.
fantastic a combination. Here's what you got to do, ladies. Call Roy's mom. She's waiting to take your calls right now.
Yes, she is.
At 1-800-636-1067. What is this, Charlie? You just handed me a Carrot Top CD?
Yeah, I figured it might be some Carrot Top stuff you want to listen to during the break.
Carrot Top, of course, is playing Hagerstown. Mike, only the biggest names play Hagerstown. Tonight it's us, and tomorrow night, Carrot Top.
And previously it was Jimmy J.J. Walker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tomorrow night, Carrot Top invades Hagerstown.
I'm introducing Carrot Top.
You what?
I'm introducing Carrot Top.
You are introducing Carrot Top.
We
must have a tape of that.
I'm just going to call.
You know, Dennis, with your ability to network, though, I thought that might be possible if you'd be on stage.
How did it happen? Let me hear what it would sound like if you introduced Carrot Top.
And don't just say, here's Carrot Top. Put some thought into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hagerstown. Here is Carrot Top.
Well thought out. Typical effort is going
to
sell it.
Ladies, if you'd like to go to the beach with Dennis.
With me?
Yeah, with him. And spend 5 nights and 6 days in a beautiful, fully furnished, wonderful beach house. Call right now. And you know what? Today, we're not even going to go through the screening process. We'll just take the first 3 warm bodies.
Very good.
And call us at 1-800-636-1067. So you do that, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. CBS's HEI on America. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, call me crazy, but I just turned out a folder with Carrot Top.
You did?
Well, we're not in our own surroundings today.
Yeah, we're kind of out of our element, and we couldn't control it just the way we would like to, which means...
And also the people from the radio station were concerned. They said, you know, we can get Carrot Top to call the show. Would you guys be real nice to Carrot Top?
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, you know, we'll be as nice to Carrot Top as we've been to the general manager. And
sure.
To the receptionist and to Dennis. And they said, well, you know, maybe not.
And we wouldn't be able to have our one special trick that we use when we're interviewing celebrities. That we might,
you know, when we turn the microphones that the celebrity can't hear us, that we say that they suck. So, no, I'm sorry. Anybody tuning in today hoping to hear a Carrot Top? Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Carrot Top. Carrot Top will not be on the Don and Mike show today. You will not hear him today. I understand that Chuck Stossel, though,
yes,
is making his way up.
Good. He's a Hagerstown kind of guy.
He will be coming in, and I will scream at him today about Star Wars.
Star Wars.
We also have the new low-budget Jeff Hardy for you today. Going to make this as normal a Friday show as we possibly can.
As we possibly can in these surroundings.
And ESPN pinup boy, Charlie Steiner.
That's cool. He's a cool guy. I like Charlie Steiner.
He'll be joining us in a few. Rob, hold on to this. This is a CD that has Carrot Top concert bites on it.
Ah, and there's nothing, you know, I heard a commercial for Carrot Top as I was coming up here. And Carrot Top does all the stuff where he takes the bag of tricks out and the props.
Right.
It's tough.
It doesn't translate well.
No, because like, look at this. This is what a kid does when, and you hear ha ha ha. And you're like, boy, I wish I was there so I could see it.
Right. All right, let's go to these phones right now because I think that we have a multitude of women. We'll just take the first 3 women.
Yeah.
And unless they're total mental patients, we'll take the first 3 women to go to the beach with Dennis Murphy.
The women we have are multifold.
And, of course, you don't have their lives under the microscope, et cetera, et cetera. Jeremy, let's talk to the first potential shore whore, please. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, my lovely. Who is this?
Hello?
Yes, who is this, please?
This is Jill.
Jill, where are you from?
I'm from Gaithersburg.
Jill, how old are you?
21.
21.
Celebrity,
21.
Celebrity you think you most resemble, Jill?
Don't laugh, but I've been told Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster! I'll tell you something. Didn't Punky Brewster have to have the
breast reduction surgery?
The surgery on her kickle bitties, right? To make her bitties just
a little bit smaller.
How do you...
I didn't do that, no.
Yes, to make her bitties...
To make her smitties taller.
Yes, right. Thank you, Mike.
Yes. Yeah, to make her smitties taller, she had to have surgery.
Beautiful. Yes. Now, are you currently involved with a guy?
No.
Okay, that's good. How do you feel about having your life under a microscope for a whole week?
That's fine with me.
How you feel about having your life revolve around Aztec sun god Dennis Murphy?
Sure, anything, whatever.
And how do you like the Sunday?
Well, if a lot of people are around, bathing suit, otherwise, whatever.
What if it's just a small group, maybe, you know, 5 girls and 1 Aztec sun god?
Topless is fine.
Okay.
So, maybe. For example, and this is totally hypothetical. This is not what we'd be looking for. I'm simply presenting you with a hypothetical situation. If the rest of the women decided they go to the dough roller, is that the name of the place, right?
That's the restaurant.
They're going to go to the dough roller, but it's a beautiful sunny morning, and it's just you and Dennis. Dennis is eating his Frosted Flakes in the kitchen. You want to catch a little sun. How would you be sunbathing at that point?
Probably topless.
Okay, well, I can say, I can hear him screaming through the walls here. Yeah, you're in. You're in. Hold on a second, please.
Okay.
Hold on.
Jill, right?
Yeah, Jill.
Jill. Punky Brewster.
Yeah, Jill right there. Ain't she marvelous? Okay, yeah. Let's just move on to the next woman that called.
Hello,
who's this, please?
This is Quinn.
Quinn, now this sounds to me like a boy pretending to be a girl.
Quinn, are you a man?
Oh, come on now, listen, please. See, if we were there, we wouldn't be scared. Hang up on this guy, Jeremy.
Forget it.
Go to the next one, please.
Get a bother.
Please, that's it for now.
Next one.
What do you mean that's it? Come on, what, did you hit the wrong button?
No. Well, I mean, maybe, but
when we are there, there's no shortage of calls.
Now, oh, just, what the hell is going on here?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Is this the Dennis Murphy factor or is this the Jeremy factor?
I blame Dennis, but there is a current shortage of calls.
Oh, there's one.
Let me tell you something. He lives for this phone. No. He lives for this. You know, this is number one ratings for over a decade.
No, Jeremy lives for this.
This is Jeremy working it. Did you hear that? There's a moment of silence. And, oh, wait. Here's one.
Yeah, right. Okay. Put that call that just trickled through. Put that one on, please, Jeremy.
Yeah, hello. Put that call through that we just miraculously got.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Oh, it's another guy.
Oh, my God. Oh, I wish I was there running the equipment today. I swear to God, I wish I was there. I swear to God, I would whip these callers into shape.
Yeah, we're experiencing several different elements of doing these phone calls that we normally don't have to go through. Normally, we're right there. You are supervising what's going on. This is a bit of a CF today.
See, now everybody is like crank calling Lisa,
right.
And I bet Lisa, Roy's mom,
yes,
is afraid to put calls through.
This is true.
Oy vey.
All we're trying to do is get a few women to enjoy the beach house with Dennis Murphy.
You know, every other time we've done this, we've had more than enough women call.
Right.
He's actually had to turn the potential shore whores away.
Right. There's actually been a little scrutiny involved. Now, with Jill, I don't think we were very tough with the interview, and she got right through. And then, of course, there was the imposter from the Bud Light commercial going, hello, excuse me for mentioning the other beer, but that's where the guys act like women, you know?
Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yes, hello. Haven't you heard we're trying to get women for Dennis Murphy right now?
Oh, sorry.
Yes, he knew, but he didn't care.
Yes, hello, who's that?
What?
Oh, you people are the worst.
We're up here in a tiny little closet in Hagerstown. We're trying to do a show.
For goodness sake. Hello?
What's up, Lucy Pips?
We're the channel for all right, listen, you rucking retard.
What's up, 6 days?
I don't know what he said. I hope
six
he didn't
days.
Get through.
6 days.
Oh, he's saying dick face. Jeremy, don't you know when to hang up on... Listen, this is an abortion! Stop this! Stop it now!
Make it stop.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Now this has become embarrassing.
It has.
You know what this is like? This is like when mom and dad are out of town.
This is true.
And the kids have a wild party.
That's right.
And you and I are the mom and dad.
And we're out of town.
Right, and Jeremy's the babysitter.
It's very frustrating.
And right now the kids are burning down the house.
That's right. And Jeremy is going to find some way to blame us.
All right, plunk down another line. I will take responsibility.
F you, Jeremy.
Yeah, really. Hello. See, that's... Hello.
Yes, I'm a male lesbian. I want to go out with Dennis.
No, this is for women only.
You know, we have some bad days when we're back at the station.
Hello.
Yes, we do.
But it's never this bad.
That's right. Now we finally at least have a woman that we're speaking to.
Hello.
Hello. Am I calling 100?
No, we're not looking for caller number 100. What is your name? Ma'am?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, Don and Mike. It's Sean.
Hello, Sean.
Hi.
Why are you calling, Sean?
I'm calling not to be caller 100, but I want to go with Dennis.
Ah.
Yeah, well, there would be no reason to be number 100, because all we're doing right now is trying to get women to go to the beach house with Dennis. Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, fantastic. Duh.
Okay, we are a little frustrated right now. You see, we are in a carpeted room. No, Charlie, no. I appreciate Charlie just gave me a sign that says we could do this Monday or Tuesday.
Right.
You know, we made the commitment. We do it today. And if we were back at the station, we wouldn't be going through this fuster clunk right now that we're going through.
It's a quest. It's a quest, and we have, I believe, Sean on the line right now.
Yes, she's a warm body.
Yes, she is.
Yes, Sean, tell us about yourself, please.
I want to go.
You want to go, and how old are you?
25.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Okay, you're probably not going to know who she is, but I'll tell you anyway. Do you know who Faith is?
Faith, no.
Faith, I'll tell you, we have a lot of it.
Not much right now. We're running low on Faith right now.
Right.
And no faith in Jeremy.
Faith Evans, she was Biggie's wife, the rapper Biggie. She was his wife.
Biggie Small?
Yeah.
So you're a woman of color?
Yeah. Don, I thought you'd know.
You know what? I would be able to tell immediately if I had been back at the station hearing you through the normal equipment.
Oh. Right?
And I probably would have known it before I even picked up the phone. I would because there's a sister on the next line.
Now, is Faith like Biggie was a big boned individual?
No.
No, Faith.
Robo hottie?
Faith is fine.
Yeah, thank
Faith
you.
Faith is fine. Yeah,
right.
She's just the opposite of him.
Yes,
I was total opposite of him. Very good.
Brown sugar. How come you dance so good?
Wow.
And I think that Dennis needs brown sugar up there.
I agree. I agree. Yes.
And as you know, or maybe you don't know this if you haven't listened in a while, Dennis has had an experience with a sister. Remember the woman who paid for sex was black.
Yeah. Dennis Murphy, no stranger to hot interracial love.
We'll see. So I'd automatically get a chance to go.
Yeah, you're in.
All right, and you're single?
Yes, I am.
You available Monday, May 24th through Monday, May 31st?
Yep.
Beautiful. How do you feel about every aspect of your life being put under a microscope by us?
Cool. It's easier than getting on the real world on MTV.
Beautiful. Listen, you're in. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Don and Mike.
And I know what's happening. We have 18 phone lines there.
Right.
And somehow, Jeremy, you're screwing us here. You're killing us here. Go to another call now because I know that there are more women out there. We'll get a third woman right now. Mark my words.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I think I hear breathing.
Mm-hmm. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Told ya!
Bingo, way to go.
Knew it. See, it's not our listeners that are screwing the show up now. There's always that certain element.
Sure, of course there is.
That calls and likes want to use the tickle bitties.
And your ESP is working overtime, and we need it today. The ESP, that knows what's going on.
Beautiful, got it. Hello, you want to be a shore whore?
This is Jill. I'm on hold.
Oh, this is Jill on hold.
Yeah, you were
on hold.
I was on hold.
You're the first girl we talked
to. Yeah.
All right, so my ESP was a little off.
That's all right.
But it was a woman.
That's okay. It was a woman, technically. Well, what we have now is we have Sean and we have Jill.
Oh, God.
Those are two women that will be joining Dennis Murphy in
this
the
show. This is embarrassing.
I know it is.
This is totally embarrassing.
This is, this is sometimes when you go on the road, we're under duress a little bit here.
See, I don't even have a way to take these calls myself. I can't see the lines that are ringing.
Jill, are you still on the line? Good, she's not. All right,
now let's try another one. Hello, Don, my show. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, it's another fellow.
Oh. Yes.
Well, now, listen, Jeremy, if they're a guy, at least let me talk to him.
I
didn't want to talk to
him. I want to go to the beach house.
Well, let me talk. Listen, F it. Just forget it. Just forget it. I mean it. I'm really exasperated. I'm exasperated. This is what
I left Casey. I want to be with Dennis.
Okay. Now hang up on this guy.
There you go.
Now hang up on this guy.
Bingo.
Oh, this is the last time you run our board. I swear to God, this is a mess. This is an absolute mess.
We are simply trying to put some bodies in the beach house. Well, we got two. And that's good. I mean, I think all things considered, we should be happy we were able to...
Oh, I'm ecstatic, Mike.
To get through and get through.
It's the greatest day of my broadcasting career. I feel so great. When you get done with the show, I'm going to go dig a hole and bury the show for future generations to tell them how exasperating it is to go to Hagerstown, Maryland to try to do a radio show when the program director is the guy that's running your board.
I'm all dizzy. I'm dizzy right now. I'm feeling lightheaded. Help me. Help me, Esther.
Okay. Jeremy, I do not believe that A... nobody's calling, and B, no women are there. I refuse to believe it. I'm there every day. I see the goddamn phones lighting up constantly.
Here, here. Bully.
Bully.
Bully. Bully. Bully.
Now, push down on the next line, and it better be a woman.
Do it.
Push it down.
Go on, push it.
Push it real good.
Push it. Go on, get it.
Push it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you white stallion. This is Shaniqua.
Oh, no.
Moving on.
You know what it is. I know exactly what's happening now. A few of the pretenders got through, and now they're completely overloading, and they're getting in the way of the legitimate women that want to spend some quality time with Dennis Murphy.
Hold on. Is this a woman?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, there's no way.
The problem with the telephones. I thought it might have been a woman.
I'm brown sugar, baby.
I tell you, if this is a woman... Yeah, I'm a woman.
This is a woman like Homo Joe is a woman.
Homo Joe is smacking his lips in the next room, man.
That's right. Very funny, Homo Joe.
Jeremy, very good. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Listen, you know what? It's going to be an abortion with him taking the calls because he doesn't know when to hang up on somebody. He doesn't know when to drop the calls in. Just forget it.
Just forget it for
just
now.
Just forget it. Well, you know, we're not going to be able to do the simple exercise of getting three more women.
That's right.
Because we've got a total inept running our control board.
If there's a nice lady on the phone now.
Well, we might as well have, who's that famous vegetable? Karen Ann Quinlan?
Yes.
Yeah, right? We might as well have her running our board tonight. For goodness sake.
Yeah, Jeremy, during all of that, I believe I overheard him say there's a nice woman on the phone now.
Okay. Fine. Great.
Hello. Right, we'll talk.
Yes. Hello. Great. Hello, please.
Hi. This is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Hi.
You sound like a perky, wonderful woman.
Oh, I'm so excited. Because listen, I cannot go on your trip because I'm married. But listen, I am the manager of a dental office, and I have a zillion girls that would die to go on there.
Well, listen,
and they're
Becky,
all at work right now, so they can't call you, but I can...
Becky.
Yes.
No, Becky, one of them would have to call us themselves.
No!
Yeah, no, yes, really.
Yes, Becky, I realize that you probably can, spin your webs and make everything happen, at your office, but we need to speak to a woman that wants to be in the beach house right now.
Oh, these girls would love to go. They're young, fresh, hot babes.
I'm sure they are, but you should have them call us, please.
Okay.
That's really the best way to do it, because then we get to talk to them, find out about them, and, it works.
But don't worry, Becky. This is not your fault. This is Jeremy's fault.
That's right.
Because Jeremy told us that there was a woman on the phone, but he didn't tell us that it was a woman on the phone who couldn't go herself, who was married, who just had friends at her office.
And so it's official. We'll be blaming him for everything that goes wrong.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't tell him that, so it was partially my fault, too.
No, please. Not your fault. This whole segment is Jeremy's fault. The guy has no idea of timing, no idea when I say, let's go to a call, there's 5 seconds of dead air. Then when the caller's finally there, then we're like, oh, please, this guy's an idiot. The guy's still on the phone going, hey, bounce sugar. Right? This is the worst.
You know, the good news is the air conditioning has kicked on here in
Minnesota. I don't feel it, Mike.
I know you don't.
I don't feel it at all.
Right around you, it's about 110 degrees.
Oh,
right
my
now.
God, and my pants are a mess. I'm all sticking to my chair now and stuff.
Just thank God, please, make it cooler.
All right.
Can I say that I like the mysticism?
I like the mysticism.
Exactly.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you. You know what?
What?
Wait. Now, Jeremy, hang up on this lady. God damn it. I mean, really.
It's very tough. When you normally are hitting those buttons yourself.
I know.
And it's just...
It's so frustrating.
We've done shows before where it's just, for whatever reason, there's a combination of circumstances today where it's not working according to plan. But at least I am still grateful that Jill and Sean are going to be in that, and we've got some wonderful brown sugar in that beach house.
I'm amazed that two girls made it through.
That's right.
That vast conspiracy of ineptitude that's running our board today back at the radio station.
Jesus H. Christ.
Oh, I think I'm having a heart attack.
Oh, I swear to God. What...
What?
Hey, that's the last person I want to see when we have a segment that goes down in flames. And the last thing I want to see is his sweaty head coming through the studio door.
You know, on the show, when something goes bad, he will always call because he feels like he is the great savior of the show. Well, I just want you to know, okay?
It's not true! Right.
Sorry. But anyway.
Well, Mike, now the people here at WARK are seeing us as we really are.
Now
they're seeing the real Don and Mike show, aren't they, huh?
We normally like to be on our best behavior,
but here we are. Screw that now.
We're opening doors and screaming.
Screw that now.
Oh, my God.
This is embarrassing. It was supposed to be a great day for Hagerstown, and it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Disgusting.
I tell you, we ought to get our ass thrown right out of the town.
All right, we'll wait till Monday till we have control of the situation ourselves.
Yes.
And that is when we will get the last woman for the beach house.
And to once again accentuate the positive.
Sorry about that. Positive would be able to get three girls.
We'd like to congratulate Jill and Sean, who will be in the beach house.
I'm sure they'll both be hit by a bus over the weekend or something. Yeah, I'm sure something will happen so that they can't participate. Listen, where is our effing key to this city?
Where's Mr. Mayor?
Right.
We saw Mr. Mayor in Lafayette, didn't we? Didn't Mr. Mayor come by with a key?
Yeah. All right. All right, time out. Time out. Thanks for a great segment, Jeremy.
Is there gambling in this town?
Damn it. Behind the show 100%.
Yes, he is.
Let's do a break, and when we come back, if he can manage it, we'll have Charlie Steiner on the telephone.
Oh, my God.
You know, ESPN poster boy.
Yes, the pool boy.
Right. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think we can accomplish most anything if we're willing to pay the price. And the price of success is hard work. Hard work, dedication to the job at hand, and a determination that whether we win or lose, that we've applied the best of ourselves to the task at hand.
These guys are closer than Jennifer Love Hewitt Brass, Don and Mike.
And now I know why. Somebody just told me. I just said to Rob during the break, there's a group of people in the next studio.
Right.
In the FM studio that are staring in here.
Yes.
Someone just hit me to why that's happening.
What's going on?
When we were yelling, people want to see us yell.
Oh, really?
A lot of the people here at WARK want to see if we really get mad.
Yes, we really do.
When we get mad.
We were legitimately upset that last moment.
We were mad. And I'll tell you right now, we're going to keep it under control.
Good.
If you turn the music off, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How you doing, Jeremy?
Oh, fine, thank you. And you?
Is this your best day ever?
Yeah. Oh, sure it is. Because he just sabotaged a whole break of this show. He just took 20 minutes of this show and threw it right in the dumpster. Now he can go home tonight and feel good about himself. Get into his BMW and drive home and listen to his new age music and feel good. Look in the mirror and go, you, Jeremy Coleman. Look at himself there in the mirror. You know what you did today? You effed up the Don and Mike show today.
Oh, God.
That's right. You sabotaged them. So now Ken will think more of Jeremy Coleman
and less of Don and Mike.
Right, I know that's what happens.
Yes, paranoid, you bet we are.
No, it's the truth.
It's the truth.
It's not paranoia,
it's the truth.
And I'm not going to get mad, but I know now that Charlie Steiner from ESPN is on the phone.
All right.
He only promoted this for the last week.
Very good.
He knew that we were going to call. No pressure.
Okay, so Steiner is on the phone.
Let's go to Charlie Steiner from ESPN.
All right. Now, that is unfair.
Why is that unfair?
Because you didn't tell me to call him before the break.
No, it's not your job to call him. Roy's mom's Mike. I just saw you scratch your balls.
Sorry about that.
Hey, I just figured normally there's a console between us. I just look over and I see Mike just digging between us.
Can I be honest with you?
Oh, my God.
My blizzard that I had before the show.
Your DQ blizzard?
Not agreeing with me. You know, that was just, you know, hey.
But it made your balls itch?
No, it'd be pretty. Yes.
Wow. DQ blizzard made your balls itch.
It made my head tingle, too. I'll tell you right now. No, it's just, I was referring to something a moment ago that was in the studio. I'd like to apologize to Robin Buzz. They got the brunt of it, but it's the blizzard. It's the blizzard's fault.
Okay, now, Charlie Steiner, here we go. Ready? Mood elevator.
Here's from ESPN. Now, can I just say about Charlie Steiner one thing?
Yeah.
And this is not a shameless attempt to pad here, but I will tell you that Charlie Steiner is on one of those promos for ESPN. In my opinion, the funniest one I've ever seen is when he's the pool guy.
The Melrose Place.
It's hysterical.
Right.
And I love those. And Charlie Steiner, I think, is one of the funniest guys on ESPN because he plays it so straight when they do that.
And here
those nice experiences when you talk to a guy, you get what you see, and you get a very dry sense of humor, a very laid-back guy, but a guy that's, you know, a lot of those guys, it just strikes me, one of the criteria they have, there's some very funny guys out there, guys that do have senses of humor, and that's why I think those ad campaigns
not
work
Stuart
so well.
Not Stuart Scott and Rich Eisen.
Now, did we, we've never interviewed Rich Eisen, have
no,
we?
No, but you remember we had Stuart Scott on the show at the Super
Bowl?
Stuart
Scott was
the grade A dick that guy was.
I mean, Stuart Scott was so, took himself so far too seriously, it was ridiculous. And it was a ridiculous interview to do, and I'll never forget. You know, if guys only knew.
Yeah, we sucked up to him real good, too, right? Because we were like,
oh,
hey,
yeah.
You're great on SportsCenter, and he came out like he was MC Hammer or something.
It was ridiculous.
The attitude that he had.
He was taking himself too seriously, and I still think we ought to hold out a little hope. If we ever get a chance, we should get that guy, Rich Eisen, on the show, because he's very funny, and you still think that he takes
soured on him. Soured on both of them.
Right? All right.
They're dead to me now. Oh, they're dead to me.
I know, but that was a mood elevator, having that.
It was much better.
Charlie Stein. Here.
Certainly much better than when Jeremy was in charge of the telephone.
That is true, and I believe there's light at the end of the tunnel. Things seem to be stabilizing.
Yes, now listen, another famous Charlie drove all the way here from D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and that is Charlie Stossel.
Charlie Stossel, who is very excited about being in Hagerstown.
And we will talk movies with him. I will yell at him about Star Wars.
That's right.
And we brought his hate mail all the way from home.
Yay. And it came in a manila envelope.
Up to Hagerstown. So we'll talk to Charlie Stossel about movies right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're killing me. You're killing me. Just turn it off. Turn it off. That's two breaks now today. You're killing me, Jeremy.
Oh, my God.
Play the Touchstones, please. Anybody can stand listening to this show today, call right now.
Give us a holler, won't you, please?
We'll reward you if you're caller 100 at 1-800-636-1067. A prize package we've selected especially for you and a chance to win $5,000. Do you see now, ladies and gentlemen? Can you hear now what we're going through?
We are simply trying to do a radio program.
We're doing the best we can.
We are. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
And we have our
social tonight.
Skinny dove-like program director who's doing his best to be like a sabotager.
I'll tell you, people might call us paranoid, but we think he's doing it because he hates us.
Right, we know that. Listen, you're right, Mike. Vegas-style show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to this lineup we got going for you at Barracuda's, Hagerstown, Maryland.
This is the most jam-packed lineup that we have had in recent months.
Tonight on the big video screen, Dennis Murphy skydiving in Sacramento. Also,
right.
We'll be showing you the Messy Girls tape.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Many challenges tonight. Homosexual Joe challenge. Also, Cheryl the Big Dyke and her challenge.
Yes, she's winning her way up to Hagerstown as we speak.
All of our X-rated tapes, including our X-rated Spanish lessons.
Bueno!
The Monica Lewinsky cigar challenge tonight. And, of course, the underwear fashion show. Big cash prizes. It's X-rated, man.
Yes, the underwear fashion show, Mountain Style.
Yeah, the whole show's X-rated. It's absolutely... Well, it's bawdry. Is that a word, bawdry?
It's
bawdry?
It's bawdy.
B-A-W-D-Y, right? It's bawdy.
It's ribald.
Yeah, that's the word.
It's filled with ribaldry.
What is the first word I said?
Bawdry. You want to say bawdy. It's a bawdy bar show, is what it is.
God.
Please join us for our bawdy bar show.
I wouldn't be so stupid if I didn't have all this pressure.
I know.
Really?
When we're both under pressure, it makes us more stupid. That's the way it works.
Frustrated to the max.
I am really feeling stupid. But I will tell you, can I announce something that makes me feel pretty good? I'm out in the back.
Oh, now, this is good.
What's
this
going on?
I say, this is good. Yeah. Bring by people to stare at us like we're freaking animals. Right? We're in the middle of doing the show. That's good. Thank you. Thank you. Baldy, thank you. Thanks very much. You know, I'm not an animal on display here.
I am not an animal.
Okay.
All right, can I tell you what I did out in the backyard?
The people from this radio station really are driving me crazy.
I know they are. It's a lot of activity going on, but what you have to do is you have to come back out there with me into the backyard.
I don't want
to
hit stupid golf balls.
Nobody sees you back there. And what happened was, I'm chipping, and then I needed a target. And so I got the 60-degree wedge working, and I'm trying to hit some flop shots. And then I realized the perfect target is our satellite dish that our show is being beamed, from our network center into this radio station. So I decided I'd take out some balls, and Baldy over there provided me with some golf balls. And what I did was, on the last break, I actually nailed it three times where it bounced around inside the satellite dish. I was very happy.
Well, I'm very happy for you, Mark.
I'm in here worried about how we're going to keep this goddamn show on the air.
I know.
You're out hitting golf balls at the satellite dish.
I'm simply trying to relax a little bit.
I know you are.
Just trying to take some because I have severe chest pain.
I know you do.
That'll be fun.
Charlie Stossel is here with us.
You've lost a lot of weight, Charlie Stossel.
Thank you.
You have. How many pounds have you lost?
54.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look it.
But he still has that neo-Nazi haircut, doesn't he?
Yeah, that macho.
Nazi.
That macho man haircut.
Charlie, of course, here via the auspices of the AMC theater chain. We want to talk about the new movies,
but I want to tell you first.
Well, yeah, we can do Star Wars. Everyone else is going to talk about it. I fear not.
I went to the preview.
Yeah.
Tuesday night.
Yeah,
and I gave it one star.
I heard.
You hated it. Have you gotten a chance to see it?
I saw it about 2 weeks ago.
Ah, you did.
Saw it a while ago.
Jar Jar.
Less Jar Jar, more Darth Maul.
Yeah, Darth Maul is in the movie.
That
like
guy,
I said, really?
I tell you,
how long is he in the movie? 15 minutes
maybe
total, maybe?
15 minutes. A
right.
Good fight scene at the end. If he's in the movie more, this is a much better movie.
Right, and that Jar Jar is in constantly.
How rude!
Well, I mean, I couldn't understand. Is that what he's saying? How rude?
Yes, that's going to be his wacky catchphrase.
Well, for the Star Wars movies, all the ones that were successful, they centered around and they were, you know, focused on the villain, and that's why they were successful.
Also, in every title, you know what Return of the Jedi means. You know what Empire Strikes Back. I have yet to see what the Phantom Menace is.
It has something to do with the trade deal, right?
You got me?
Yeah, you don't know. Okay.
You got me?
All right. Name is Dennis.
Okay, well, you heard it.
I'm sorry. It's Dennis the Menace.
Star Wars, I give it one star.
I'd give it a little bit more, I think. I like the mysticism. This is, I think it's a fan's movie. If you're a fan of those films, nothing that you or I or anybody says is going to keep them away from this movie. Fox has already projected, because they're controlling the number of seats that are going to be available, and they're seeing how many showtimes people are doing, and they know how many screens are. They're projecting anywhere between $120 and $140 million.
For the first week?
First week.
I have a question for you about this movie and its effect on other movies, because I'll tell you this. When I see the ads for advanced tickets and I see the people lining up outside of theaters, I could give a rat's butt about this movie, but I like to go see other movies, but I don't feel like going anywhere near a movie theater with all this crap that's going on, with all these smelly t-shirt wearing Star Wars
fans. Yes.
I mean, I really don't want to. Is this going to hurt other movies?
No, actually, what it's going to do is help them all, because people are going to be coming up to the theater expecting or wanting to get into Star Wars. They can't. They're going to say, we'll go see the movie. We'll go see Midsummer Night.
They're going to say, I am so angry. I'm going to see the movie.
But won't this, in another way, though, hurt the movies? Because if you've got a theater that's showing Star Wars, let's say they have 12 theaters, and they're showing Star Wars in 6 to 8 theaters.
You can't. That's part of the
control. You can't?
That's part of the control that 20th Century Fox has.
How many theaters at a time can show it?
As many as you have prints for. Most theaters, if you have anywhere between 10 and 16 screens, are only doing 2 or 3.
Oh, really?
Because 20th Century Fox,
okay.
If you book your picture into a theater, it has to stay in the same auditorium for up to 12 weeks.
All right, well,
no one's going to commit all these theaters for 12 weeks.
All right, that's a valid point.
I'm just going to be glad.
It won't screw up the other movies.
I'm going to be glad when it's all over. I mean, it's really, if you're not...
Yeah, Christmas time is when it'll be all over.
No, actually, probably around July 4th is my guess when it'll really die down.
Oh, absolutely not.
Are you still confident about your bet?
God, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, you're...
Really?
That's coming off. Your beard's coming off.
Really? You wouldn't want to raise the stakes, would you?
To what?
Like a nice head shaving?
Oh, my God. Wow.
I'm pretty sure that Star Wars is going to make more money than Titanic.
And no offense, Charlie, he's got a lot more
hair than I do.
Well, you can think about it.
I'll think about it.
Get back to me if that's
right. Oh, no. I must tell you, if it was the shoe was on the other foot here, to wait on something like this that's that incredibly important.
Well, this won't happen until Christmas, by the way.
I know
by the time we settle up.
I know the first week of this movie, like Charlie said, will be incredible. Make a $100 million the first week.
Here is why I really don't think it will, and I'll give you this little inside bit. Down the road, when you have Austin Powers, when you have South Park, when you have Wild Wild West,
okay.
When you go up to
Austin
theater,
Powers is the only movie that you just named that's going to do well. South Park, nobody's going to go see that. And Wild Wild West,
the second biggest movie of the summer.
Will Smith is in it is not a guarantee. Have you seen the ads for Wild Wild West?
I love the trailer for it.
It looks so... All right, don't take it personally. It looks so gay.
Did they have the decency to give Robert Conrad a cameo?
No.
Those bastards.
No.
Absolutely
no,
not.
And it's nothing like the TV show Wild Wild West.
How about Artemis Gordon? Will he be in it?
Who is that? The midget?
The bad guy?
Yeah.
Mandy Patinkin.
No. Artemis Gordon was Jim West's sidekick.
Oh, Kevin Kline.
Oh, it's Kevin Kline.
Kevin Kline.
Can we get enough Kevin? Yeah, there wasn't a Shakespeare movie available for him to do.
All right, well, listen, hold on. We're getting off track here.
Sorry.
You want to make this bet, though, about shaving the head?
Charlie, be a man. Be a man. He is upping the ante. You say you're so darn confident. Don looks at you and said, you want to up the ante. How about shaving the head? I think our listeners
which movie will have more
an answer to
this. Titanic or Star Wars?
And if you are so confident, you ought to be willing to lay your hair on the line.
I'll let you. Give me a week to think. Sorry, no.
I'll give it till the end of this segment.
End of this segment.
I'll give it till the end of the segment to think about it.
You guys have nothing to lose over here.
I know. They're like a good bet. They want to see someone get their head shaved.
And I speak with more authority on this subject than anybody in this room. I have paid off big time on bets. And I will tell you that by the end of this...
Blondie.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I think so. I got a pretty good track record of winning these big bets.
He does. I'm very surprised.
This is the only thing that has me hesitant right now.
I'm very surprised you're offering up
that.
That
is awful cold in the winter.
As much as I thought Star Wars sucked, I think every Nimrod that was in line will see it 25 times.
I don't think so.
Well,
I don't think so.
Give me a chance, Charlie.
He's upping me, Eddie. Be a man. Be a man.
Be a man.
This is your chance. You're on the national radio right now. This is your chance to make your fist. All those people that might say, hey, what does Charlie know?
What does he get to shave head?
Go for it.
It's not going to work today, Mike.
Right.
Don't give me that look.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Okay. Charlie, what is new this weekend? Shakespeare in Love, the Midsummer's Night's Dream.
Midsummer Night's Dream. This has Calista Flockhart, Kevin Kline. You're giving me that look. That look of disappointment.
No, go ahead. Talk about your Midsummer Night's Dream. I bet you know a lot about this.
I bet I don't. Who else is in it? Michelle Pfeiffer. Thank you, Rob. This is based on Shakespeare's play of the same name.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody shave their head in this
one? No. But there are fairies in this one.
Are there really?
Yes, there are. Quite a bit. Stanley Tucci is in the film.
Who? Stanley Tucci. He was, he played, now I'm going to be the wuss. He was in Big Night, that movie about the restaurant. He was the one of the.
I have no idea.
He was also. Okay, it Can Happen to You. He played Bridget Fonda's boyfriend, evil boyfriend, okay. And It Could Happen to You.
Right. You're not gay either.
Rupert Everett also in the film.
Wild Wild West is gay. You're gay. Charlie's gay. The whole world has gone gay on me.
The whole world gone gay.
All right, Charlie. Listen, we're running late on time. We all know the plot of the goddamn movie. What did you think of it?
Not half bad, although it's difficult to understand because I do speak in Shakespeare talk.
Okay,
the
so
entire time.
How many porcelain dolls do you
give it?
We'll
give it
2. 2, and you would you say to our listeners, see it or don't?
Date movie.
Okay, date movie.
Date movie.
All right, what else is there?
Black Mask is the other new one.
Oh, yeah, this is
Jet
Li.
Jet Li from Lethal Weapon 4, a film that is 3 years old, which now seems to be the thing with Asian films. Let's bring back the ones made in the mid-90s.
Bring them back.
You will love this. It's dubbed.
Oh, I love a good dub. I do love a good dubbed movie.
The movie is 3 years old. Bring it to the screen right now. We will bring the movie to the screen and everyone will be happy. With poison gas. Even though it is 3 years old, we will not notice. We are all very excited, but we are extraordinarily disappointed that Charlie Stossel will not shave his head.
Okay, so it's with the guy from Lethal Weapon.
He's
a jiu-jitsu kung fu guy.
He is a super bioengineered crime fighter who goes out and investigates a string of gang murders. I heard what you said last week, that I don't like anything that
Listen,
comes out.
If it is an action-adventure movie and you like it, it means it's no good.
Well,
if you don't
you
like
know,
it,
I
it
can
means
go
it's
back,
great.
I can go back and prove you wrong on so many different levels with that. I actually semi-enjoyed this picture.
That means, ladies and gentlemen, this movie sucks.
Bully.
That means that this is not a good action-adventure movie.
I think I was in the right frame of mind when I saw it.
Did Paul Schaefer like it?
Oh, no. What's that reference for?
Head shaving.
I thought so.
Right. How many porcelain
dolls? We'll give it two.
And would you say again to our audience, go see it or don't?
A guy movie, have a few beers, go see it.
All right, you ready for your hate mail?
Always.
Are you ready? Here we go.
Is this the dick out in California?
This is not the pool guy. This is the other guy that hates you.
Oh, the guy in Culpeper or somewhere around there?
Yes. It says, Dear Movie Mind Fuhrer.
Is this a picture?
Yeah, this is a picture of you behind a camera as a chimpanzee.
In a production of Gay Planet of the Apes. The guy put a picture of a monkey on the envelope that he sent in.
You know, and I like the fact that As that's going through the system, all the postal workers get a chance to see that too.
Hey, I got the guy's name now.
Okay, here's what I said. Dear Movie Mind Fuhrer, how are things in the Rhineland? Love your new hairdo. Did you get it at the Aryan Cuttery?
He's like making an Aryan joke.
Sure. A German Clint Howard. Who would have thunk it? Sorry I've been away so long, Charlie, but I have something you don't. A life. I thought it was time.
Okay.
I thought it was time for me to move on. It was time for me to stop writing hate mail to you. But the pebble of happiness is about to be snatched from your hand. It's time for me to ridicule you again, like Kung Fu. Let me be the first to congratulate you on your work in the dentist too, with Corbin Bernstein. Did you get to kiss his mother? Now, don't stand there and throw a hissy fit, Clint. If you do, I'll tell George Lucas about you. Charlie's scared of George. It feels good to be back in the saddle again, Charlie. I hope you enjoyed the cartoon my friend Sergeant Schultz drew for you. He heard you were a big Peanuts fan. Sincerely, Bob Castronova, listener, wordsmith.
Now, has this guy gone and put Charlie Stossel in a Peanuts cartoon strip?
Here's a copy for you, Mike.
Oh, very good.
Here's one for you, Robbie. Here's a copy.
Are you going to read it?
And what he's done is, look at it. Look at Charlie Brown. He has taken an actual... He's taken an actual Peanuts cartoon. And it's Charlie Brown's head.
Oh, my God.
He has put Clint Howard's head.
Oh, this is great. And you're going to advice. You're getting advice from Lucy.
All right, now here's what Lucy says. Lucy's sitting in her psychiatric stand, and it says, O.S., here comes that wishy-washy Charlie Stossel. And she goes, F, there goes my whole damn afternoon. Then Charlie, who is got Charlie Brown's body and Clint Howard's head.
It's like I'm out of Monty Python.
He comes up and says, hi, Lucy. How's it going? I'm having a bad day. And she says, you?
You?
And he says, yeah, I lost my court case over residuals for Gentle Bed. The dry cleaners ruined my movie theater tux. I can't get parts for my
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because of the war.
Oh, no.
I put on an extra 65 pounds and ripped a pair of soccer shorts. A little yellow bird keeps plucking its hair, my hair for its nest. The little red-haired girl left me for peppermint patty. Somebody stole my Richard Simmons doll collection. Now, at this point, while all this is going on, Lucy is starting to cry.
Yes.
She also, at this point, is taking a gun and putting it in her mouth. The next to the last frame has Lucy blowing her head off
right
after hearing all of Charlie's problems. And then the last frame is Charlie Stossel saying, and my brother Ron won't put me in his next movie.
And her feet are in the air, keeled back. That's very good.
That's pretty funny.
That is terrific. Somebody really went all the way for you, Charlie.
This is funny.
Man, people hate you, Charlie.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's great.
All right, you coming to the show tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't drive all the way up here for this 10 minutes.
I will give you until the show tonight to think about that.
That's a brilliant move. And you know something? We'll get that immediate feedback from people.
I'll get the crap kicked out of me. I was just playing, so I choose not to do that.
Okay. All right. That just tells me I'm on to something.
Thank you, Buzz. Appreciate that little tip in.
What did he say?
He seemed very confident, but obviously that's false confidence.
I hate when you do this. I hate when you do this.
Well, it's just a little gentle.
It'd be real simple, Charlie, to shut me up. Imagine the pleasure you'd get out of seeing me have to shave my head.
And imagine the pleasure I'd get out of seeing you shave yours.
And I got to be honest with you. I'm looking at you, I'm seeing indecision. I'm looking over at Don, I'm seeing confidence.
Confidence.
Rob?
No, I'll volunteer to do the shaving.
Oh, shut up, Rob.
Don, you're on.
Oh!
Huzzah! Boy, that means at some point we're going to have a real head shave.
Old-fashioned head shave.
Fantastic.
That's right.
What have I done?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, baby.
And, you know, once again, I mean...
Thank you, Charlie.
You got a lot less to lose.
Oh, hell of a lot less.
Yeah, it's not going to be that big a departure. Now, if Don loses the bet, that's going to be an enormous
departure.
And
you know, the better thing is, if it takes Don as long to grow the head on his head as it does his beard...
Mm-hmm.
He could be looking this way for a long time.
And it's both. I'm talking head and beard.
Yeah.
Everything. You lose everything. You lose this bet, you lose everything.
And the thing is, and I should point out to both of you, that this bet it'll probably wrap up right around December.
Right around time for the Christmas party.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe holiday celebration.
I know that.
Very good. All right, thank you, Charlie.
All right.
All right, you're a man. Get out of here, Charlie.
Very good. Tonight.
Beautiful.
Very, very good.
Who would have thought that I would ever be betting on TIC or NIC?
I'll tell you right now.
Or I'm betting against it, I guess.
You're betting against it, and I'll tell you right now, that was a that's really up in the ante. That's the biggest bet I think we've had on the show.
I have a lot of confidence in those who feel the mysticism.
Yeah, now I feel like our little bet about Dennis Murphy pales in comparison.
Oh, listen, I tell you what. Yeah. I would rather, and I mean this, I would rather shave my head, shave my beard, than have Dennis Murphy spend 5 minutes in my house.
Good.
I would rather shave all of my body hair and run through the streets naked than have Dennis spend 5 minutes in my house.
But Dennis Murphy would shave his head if we just blinked at him and said, go.
Yeah, would you, Dennis? Would you shave your head? How about tonight at the show?
Dennis, would you shave your head tonight at the show?
Come here. Don't pull your shirt off. Come here, Dennis. Will you shave your head tonight at the show? How about it, Dennis? We have to... No,
he's funky that way because he's got beautiful hair.
Yeah, right.
Who'd want to shave those golden locks? I mean, it would take him so. You know, it would take him so.
Hold on, Mike. Your Rapunzel's right behind you. Yes, Dennis.
No, I won't shave my head.
Oh, I look out of this.
All right.
Well, I just thought you might as a friend, Dennis.
Yeah. Beautiful black and gray hair.
Okay, get out of here, Dennis.
Lovely, lovely hair. Who can blame him? Thanks, Dennis.
Okay, a break, and then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Memorial Day, someone wins $5,000 from the Don and Mike Show. Just listen to today's show to qualify. And on Friday, May 28th, some lucky bastard gets $5,000. Money courtesy of Advantage Title. If you're thinking of buying a house or refinancing your mortgage, do us a favor and insist on Advantage Title for all your real estate needs. Call Bob or Tom at 1-800-573-7770. It's the world's easiest $5,000 giveaway. And it's only on the Don and Mike Show.
Demolish it, Kathy. Leave them alone, they're beautiful.
They'll make you pee. Don and Mike.
We are broadcasting today from the Marconi-like studios of our affiliate in Hagerstown, Maryland, WARK.
It's not a radio station, it's a broadcasting museum.
It's a bomb shelter, man.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's the bomb. You know, although we've been bitching about the people around here, like with the teeth and the fact that they're looking at us like we're animals, and even though one of the salespeople's kids just came in and bothered you when you're in the middle of taking number two.
I was in the middle of doing something I rarely do, but it's with everything.
Oh, very rarely.
Well, here, I rarely do it when we're on the air. I mean, once every 3-4 weeks, maybe. And this was a situation where I had no option because, you know, it's close quarters. I didn't want to do that anyway.
And the bathroom in there, the door doesn't lock.
Right.
It's a swinging door. There's not a urinal and a stall. There is simply a urinal and a swinging door that you cannot lock.
But I found it to be a pretty good one, and I actually was enjoying myself. I was able to isolate it for everything that was going on, and as I'm in the middle of it, the door opens, a little kid's voice comes in and says, I have to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, yeah, I'll be on in a minute. Are you Mike? From Don and Mike?
Oh.
The guys that are on the radio right now? And I'm like, I stupidly, because I'm concentrating on other things, I say, yes, I am.
It's the way the day's gone.
But even with all of that,
yes,
the people around here generally are very nice.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah, they're nice. They're staff at WARK's.
They've been wonderful. They couldn't be more charming. And he was a cute kid. He's right over there now. Hi, youngster. How are you?
Hi.
Yeah. How are you?
In the next room. You see now good what they've guy, done yeah. now. Now they're all standing behind us.
Right.
Yeah. Well, this was a radio station. Have you people never seen someone on the radio before?
There he is.
Do they have any idea how unnerving it is?
I don't know.
To be doing this and look up and see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people standing in the other room.
I just want to let everybody know here.
Just staring at us.
I finished a little earlier than I normally would have.
Oh, did you really?
Okay. All right. And you had the blizzard.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, the DQ blizzard. I think you just had a BM blizzard.
Oh, jeez.
Tonight, Hagerstown. Here we go. Tonight, Vegas-style show at Barracuda's.
I look forward to seeing you, ladies.
Ramada Inn on Dual Highway.
Shake.
And we'll see. We'll hit the stage about 8:30 tonight with a big old Las Vegas style showdown. Before we get to our new Jeopardy, you know, before we started the break with Charlie Stossel,
yes,
we did the toe tap and touchstones.
Ah, we forgot completely.
Totally forgot about that. My apologies. You know, we got to do it with Charlie. We
upped the bet on Titanic and Star Wars.
And way to go, Charlie, for, you know, living up to that.
We read the comic that the guy sent in. We totally forgot about our caller 100, so let's do that right now.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Dennis.
Hi, Dennis. Where are you from, sir?
I'm from Baltimore.
Beautiful. You're caller 100. Thank you for waiting.
Simply, caller 100.
You have won the Bride of Chucky t-shirt and soundtrack. Bride of Chucky playing in your home on pay-per-view called Media General Top Event to order Bride of Chucky. But wait, there's more. You should have hit the touchstones there again, Jeremy. There you go. Thank you. You've also qualified to win. Sam, I'm going to get mad at Jeremy now. So there's no purpose to get mad at him.
No need. No need.
No purpose at all. You've won $5,000. No, you want a chance to win $5,000. And we're giving away on the show 2 weeks from today. Put him on hold, Jeremy. Put it on hold.
Guys, I mean, honest to God.
Sound like Darth Vader there, for goodness sakes. Anybody back there listening to this show?
Unbelievable.
When I get a guy on the phone like that that has a bad phone, like you always say, I say, thanks for listening. Hold on a sec.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Jesus Christ. Listen, that guy on the phone, not his fault.
Right.
Jeremy's fault. That guy has qualified to win $5,000 that we're giving away in 2 weeks, courtesy Advantage Title. Thinking about buying a house or refinancing your mortgage? Insist on Advantage Title for all your real estate needs. You see, these are the little details that I keep from you people.
That's right.
These are the details that you never hear, the seamy underbelly of the show that I keep hidden from you every single day. Look at this. We leave the studio for one day, and look at this.
There's no... But you know what?
Look at this mess.
I want to tell you, I appreciate the fact that you're not letting it get to you today.
No, I'm not, Mike.
And that's a good thing.
Keeping it under control.
Absolutely, but I'll tell you right now, I'm getting mad, too.
Call Tommy or Bobby at Advantage Title. We thank them for their money at 1-800-573-7770.
Very happy.
Ready?
Yes.
Ready?
Yep.
Mouth?
Mouth.
Quiet?
Quiet.
Watch. Here we go. A whole bunch of Jeff Hardy. Now we get to our own world. I know. There's a fella coming through the door. That made me feel a lot better.
I was just watching my copy of The Horse Whisperer.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, it's good to see each and every one of you. How are you? You're looking like you're a bit stressed.
Thank God you're here. Sean Connery.
Why are you so stressed out?
Let me explain.
Can I ask you a question before we proceed here?
Yes, sir.
What the F are we doing in Hagerstown? I was told specifically by your people that I was going to do the Don and Mike show.
That's what you're on. We're doing it today.
The name of the show. I was going to be on your show, and we were going to do the show from Washington, D.C., which I understand is the nation's capital.
That's about 100...
You got me up here doing this show from some small town that's an hour and a half away. I'm very, very frustrated. I drove in my car. I have a little Aston Martin that I drove up here in. It's the same one that I used in the old days. It's got the bulletproof vest and the,
The guns that come out of the
front? Tires.
The tires that got the pointy things coming out of them?
Yes, it's exactly. And I'm here to mention, you talked about Star Wars, and I'm not in Star Wars, and I just want to say, are you doing your duty? Because you're not doing your duty promoting my film, which is Entrapment. So I'm totally confused as to
what
the hell is going on. This is, I heard a caller say before, this truly is a fuster cluck.
It is a total fuster cluck.
This entire experience
is... Things are so clocked up around here today. You wouldn't believe it. Well, you know, we're on remote. We're doing a show. This is not our normal studio.
I'll tell you, based on my experience, this is knucking futs here. This really is. I'm not satisfied, and I'm not happy, and I'm going to pass along, mister. Remember this. I'm going to pass along to several of my colleagues that I don't think they should do a program where they tell you you're going to be in one city, and then they put you 700 miles away in some mountainous region.
Now, listen, Junior, technically...
Now, Junior, I'll tell you right now, Junior.
Listen, Junior.
You know something, Junior? You're going to have a problem.
Don't call me Junior.
You're going to go away for all day, Bob. There we are. Sir, no, I should be polite. Yes, sir.
You are in Washington, D.C. You're in Baltimore. You're in Las Vegas. You're in Reno. You're in Sacramento.
You're speaking to me like... like I'm some sort of goddamn fool. This is Hagerstown. It's not Washington, D.C. It's a small town. It's not a big city. And I'm not promoting entrapment in a small town. I'm supposed to be in a major metropolis. For God's sakes, man, use your head.
But we are playing the Ramada Inn tonight.
I'd like to familiarize you with my body of work.
Have you ever played the Ramada Inn in Hagerstown?
I've never even been in a Ramada
Inn. You know who else is going to be in this town? You're calling this a small town. We're playing this town tomorrow.
Catherine Zeta-Jones going to be there nice firm buttocks that I like to squeeze when we're doing those scenes together. She's a wonderful piece of ass. I don't mind telling you. Finest, can I say something to you, mister?
Yes, Junior.
Are you prepared to do your duty?
Yes.
She is truly a fine piece of ass. Best I've ever worked with, and I've worked pally with a bunch of them.
You got to use that Viagra?
No need for me. You know, I was voted when I was in my 60s. I was voted the sexiest man alive, even though I've got a loose upper plate, and that's why I talk like this. That's quite an accomplishment, and I see all of you young studs looking at me and saying, look at that man who's near 70 years old, and he's still a sex god to all the chicks, and I understand that you're jealous.
You bangs, Jones?
Let me tell you, I'm prepared to do my duty, and I bang them all.
So you bang them?
I bang them all, right?
You bang Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Let me tell you right now. There's one fringe benefit, mister, to being Sean Connery. You know what that is?
What?
Well, first of all, I get all copies of all the Academy Award-nominated films, like Shakespeare in Love, Gods and Monsters.
You like cheese?
And I like Gouda. I like Lindbergh. But I get to bang them all. It's a writer in my contract. It says right here. Let me get it out here. I brought it with me. Hold on a second. Sean Connery in your movie. What you have to do. What you have to do. If you have Sean Connery in your movie, you have to let him bang the co-star. That's part of my write-up.
All right, you banged Kevin Costner when you were in The Untouchables?
No, he didn't ask. But if he'd wanted to, I would have said yes, I feel it helps the rhythm of the film. I do.
You banged Dustin Hoffman in that movie Family Business?
Now you're trying to do a gay thing, and I understand that's what the nature of this program is, but we're not going to go down that road. I'll tell you right now, pal. Jimmy, you're going away for all day.
You banged Nick Cage in The Rock?
No, I didn't touch Nick Cage. I'll tell you, but if there's a lady we're talking about, can I please mention, can we get back to some of my current work? The current work that I'm involved in, that I'm here to promote to you, Mr. Pally, is entrapment.
Listen,
that's
Junior.
The film. I'm going to write it on the wall.
Junior, I want to tell you something.
E-N-T-R-A... I forgot.
P-R-A-P...
E-N-T. I mean, Tom Gavin.
Let me tell you something right now.
It's very frustrating.
This town of Hagerstown, Maryland, that you've got a chip on your shoulder about.
I don't have a chip on my shoulder.
Yes, you do. You think it's small time. You're here.
Let me tell you, mister, I have a chip on my shoulder because I was misrepresented. You misrepresented yourself to me. You told me specifically that I was going to be coming up to Washington, D.C., White House, President, Washington Monument, and now you put me someplace where we've got a Dairy Queen and a cow field. It's not appropriate, and I will not be treated like this as a major star.
We will be at the Ramada Inn tonight, and do you know who's playing this town tomorrow night?
Who's playing? Oh, wait a minute. Carrot Top?
Yes, that's right, Carrot Top.
I have to share something with all of you boys.
What's that, Sean?
Would you like to hear me share this with all of you boys?
Yeah, what's the story?
Then I'll share it with you.
What's the story?
I'm an enormous fan of Carrot Top.
Shocker.
Unfortunately, nowadays, we've got all this smutty stuff that you go to see, and you just can't bring your family out there.
Like what, like Chris Rock? I bet you don't like Chris Rock.
It's disgusting.
Huh?
Why constantly do we have to listen to that kind of crap when we can go to see Carrot Top? He brings a satchel up on the stage. He takes little props out of it, and he makes people laugh. And he doesn't have to hurt them, and he doesn't have to do any of that. And, you know, I'm sounding like I'm 70 now, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Well, I just want to know. I want you to know one thing, pal.
What's that?
That although I might like that kind of comedy, I still like a nice piece of ass. That's why Sean has it written into his contract.
So you bang Catherine Zeta-Jones.
It smells odd in here. It does smell odd in here.
Well, my partner just had a very, very hellacious bathroom break before we came back on the air.
I didn't want to specify, but that's it. It's definitely a strong fecal odor.
He was taking a crap.
Is that what your partner does during your show? He goes to the bathroom and he defecates?
Yeah, and one of the...
Let me get this straight. Your partner defecates during the program?
Yeah.
Good God, man, that's so totally unprofessional.
Takes a big,
I don't understand.
Takes a big crap. And
I do 16 weeks on a movie shoot, and I do not defecate.
Well, what do you mean you don't defecate?
I don't. It's just crap. No, I don't. I actually focus myself, and I don't think about anything except the picture. The picture is the key for Sean Connery to do the picture properly. He can't think about bodily functions except getting a piece of ass from his co-star. But I don't busy myself, and I think it's highly unprofessional.
So when this fellow Mike was taking a crap?
Yes, I haven't seen this fellow. What's he look like? Yeah, I heard a rumor he's very good looking.
Oh, yeah.
He's not, though, is he? No, he's fat.
Little kid walked in on him.
Yes.
And interrupted him right in the middle of this. He's giving birth in there, and kid walked right in on him.
Well, you tell your friend Mike, and this comes from me.
Yeah.
You tell him that serves him right for doing that in the middle of a show, deciding that he's going to go ahead and dump. I think that's disgusting, and I'll tell you right now, it's not a very big building we're in here.
Oh,
in Hagerstown, not Washington, D.C. It's not a big building at all, and when you defecate in a building like this, it wafts through the entire building, and I understand there's some very important people here.
So you didn't crap for 16 weeks when you made Entrapment?
Don't need to. I have my mind and body synchronized when I'm on a film shoot. That's why I've been able to maintain my star status. My star status for as long as I've done it.
Sean, what is it you've been able to maintain?
My star status. I'm very pleased with my star status and my stature. My stature is an actor. An actor. That's me, Sean Connery. I've done them all. Action adventure. I've done James Bond, which is one of those lovely shoot-em-ups. I've done serious films. I've worked with Michael Caine and all the great actors. I've worked with some of the loveliest actresses in the world.
You bang them all, right?
Bang them all.
You bang Michael Caine?
Michael Caine and I have not had a sexual relationship. We have not had a sexual relationship. Me and Michael Caine.
Did you crap when you worked with Michael Caine?
Yes, I did, because we were relaxed. Yes, I crapped, and so did he. As a matter of fact, if you bring it up, going back to that movie, I forgot what it was. It's so long ago. So very long ago, but it was a good film, and we crapped together. We had a latrine that we used. It was on location. Caine would crap, and then Connery would crap. We'd have a Caine-Connery crap together. And there weren't lots of co-stars of the female persuasion, so we actually amused ourselves by comparing our, results.
You crap on Dr. No?
Dr. No, yes, I crap.
You crap in Goldfinger?
No.
No.
No, I did not crap during Goldfinger. As a matter of fact, all the Bond movies, I never did. I never did because it kept me focused. It kept me angry.
I guess you didn't crap in Dr. No.
Let me tell you right now. I'm gonna tell you seriously that when I crap, it takes my edge off. So I actually build it all up and I maintain it. I keep in this body. And this body is pure and I'm ready and I'm focused. And then at the end of the shoot, of course, we have a big cast party. We call it a rap party in the business. And then I crap. I just go away. I go away for all the day. Take care of business. That's what I do. But it's a pleasure to be here and I'm calm now, although I was a little bit irritated.
Why?
The heavens, first of all, told me that we were going to be in this little hamlet. And you also haven't mentioned Entrapment, which is in theaters, as well as that Star Wars crap that all the kids are lining up for. So please go see me and Catherine Zeta-Jones, a girl with a fine ass.
The last thing, isn't it kind of unbelievable, though, that, like, you're her grandpa, you're supposed to be, you're her love interest in this movie? Aren't you a little old for her?
Can I speak to you seriously about something that Sean Connery possesses that no possesses? That not many older actors have.
What's that?
Even Paul Newman doesn't possess what I have, which is
what?
Animal magnetism. That's something I've maintained through my 60s, and I certainly hope that I'll possess it through my 70s. And if God willing, I possess it through my 80s, that's possible too. So you've got my 60s, my 70s, and my 80s. I have the animal magnetism, and I don't tell these people. I don't say, cast me because I'm a sexual animal. They tell me that they're going to put me in a film with a lovely lady and have me romance her. So I'm not particularly picking these situations. They're coming to find me because I have a great deal of chemistry, and I also have to wax my back.
You're very hairy, aren't you?
I have extraordinary hair, except on top. You'll notice that I wear...
You wear a toque?
No, it's not a toque. Can I specify?
You wear a toque?
It's a series of hair pieces.
Ah, it's a toque.
It's not a toque. It's a series of hair pieces that I use for the benefit of my films. That's what I do, because I'm Sean Connery, major effing star.
Did you crap during the Hunt for Red October?
As a matter of fact, I was working with Alec Baldwin, who's a fine actor in his own right, and at the end of the film, not when we were filming, but we had a little latrine on the set next to that.
Another latrine?
We had lots of latrines on location. I said, it's time to crack. Would you mind? Mr. Baldwin, excuse me, I'm going to crap. He said, yes, go ahead, John. Crap all day if you wish to. And I did, and I came back, and we crapped the movie, and it was a fantastic time.
Wait a minute, you're in Hollywood. Do you know what he does with his wife and their Oscar?
I'm not sure. I don't follow those type of things. Is this a tabloid story?
No, this is a true story.
Is this a salacious situation?
Yes, it's sexy and salacious.
A sexy, salacious situation?
Yes, it is.
Oh, is it satisfying?
He takes the Oscar.
Takes the Oscar.
And he makes love with the Oscar. He takes the Oscar.
Let me get this straight.
This is Kim Basinger right here, okay?
You're telling me he takes his Oscar.